Welcome to the Tiltcast, episode 127, Snatch It by the Chiefs.
Alright.
Get it, Andy.
So, this week we're going to talk about what me and Trent discovered about the Wii U. Zombie U, Yoshi's Race, Monster Hunter, of course Dark Souls.
Dark Souls!
And of course we'll be talking about a lot of news, so just stick around for our general jackassery.
I gasped.
Open your mouth.
And welcome back to yet another episode of the Tiltcast with the full crew. So, I'm just going to jump right in. I'm Justin. To my left, I have Trent.
Hey.
Across from me, I have Jason.
So.
And to my right, I have Earl.
What's up, guys?
And tonight, we got a...
I like his... He's like, what's up, guy? You want to buy some crack?
Oh, some hilarity. What was it? SNL did a thing, and there was the Justin Timberlake episode. Yeah. He was like, what's the side effect of crack? Having a good time. That's what.
Yeah. Whitney Houston is a side effect.
That's true, too.
Ouch.
Hey, what's 6 inches long and hasn't been sucked in years? In a year?
I don't know. What?
Whitney Houston's crack pipe.
Oh!
Oh, that's horrible. Oh. Banned from iTunes.
Kiss my ass!
Kiss my crack pipe.
So, oh, it's going to be an adventure tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hold on to your britches, Lorraine.
I heard that one today. Sorry, busted that line. It was a bad day in the beginning, and then somebody told me that joke, and I was like, okay, I can get through today. That's funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah, my good joke for the day didn't start until almost the end, and then one of my employees also works for a government agency, and they have to reveal certain things. And so that when somebody applies for certain aid, they have to disclose, like, have full disclosure on a lot of things. And she was telling me that somebody had a disclosed descriptions of their tattoos, and one of those tattoos was, well, it was on their penis.
I've seen those.
Welcome to Jamaica. Have a good day.
No.
Welcome to Jamaica.
No, it just said wrestle my love muscle.
Ooh.
What?
That's
really that's
that
really,
is
that
awesome.
Is a regret. That's
like off of down Periscope. We need a man who's qualified with a tattoo on his penis. Well, funny story.
Yeah, she gave me another one. Here's a really good one. Last week she gave me one. She's like, yeah, we had somebody come in and their name was Con Air Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
Not shit.
Oh.
He's from here. He's from
Dubai or
something. No, they're from here.
Oh, that's horrible.
From here.
Somebody's parents hated them.
No
extremely.
Shit.
They really wished he was Nicolas Cage.
Just well, saying, Con Air Nicolas Cage.
Well, it's better than
they
Dave
go hand in hand.
It's better than Con Air Dave Chappelle. You know?
was he in Con Air?
Yeah.
What
yeah,
did he do?
He's the guy that got thrown out the side of the fucking plane.
That's true, he did. Yeah, dude. Yeah. He's the one that said his breath smelled like ass, and he squirted on the Indian dude.
He's the one that got thrown out of the plane and landed on the Mercedes. The fucking, yeah, so Con Air, Dave Chappelle, horrible name.
Con Air
dies. That guy dies really, really.
So what about Con Air Buscemi?
Steve Buscemi. Yeah, so Con Air, Steve Buscemi. That's a pedophile creep.
That's true. Well, they ever said the Mexican guy's name, the one that wore the dress, but I wouldn't want to be named.
Was it Santos? No, that one was the transvestite.
Yeah.
I forgot. They actually had a name.
That
they,
person.
They said his name at one point
I don't
when they were introducing all of them. But then they had, was it Johnny Six?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember. Yeah. Or Johnny 12, whatever his name is.
He got his arm busted.
So
too.
if your name is Con Air Johnny 12, you're a rapist freak. He's going to get his arms ripped off.
I just like the idea of having a movie title and then an actor.
Well, here's the
in
thing.
Your name.
Let's say anything, John Cusack. That's my name.
Well, here's the thing. Penn Juliet from Penn and Teller named his kid Pseudo Crime Fighter. I don't know why you would ever name your child Pseudo Crime Fighter, but that's an amazing name.
Because it's Penn Jillette and wants to have his kid's childhood all the way fucked up.
Yeah. What do you call it? I mean, if you stutter and you say his name, it's like it's just a studio. You know, it's just, yeah. That kid's going to hate Phil Collins for the rest of his life.
Well, you know, he probably wanted some redemption from the world by having his kid have a worse childhood than he had.
Yeah, well, it's like naming your kid, like, Police Sting. You know.
Oh, dude.
That would
screw that.
Oh.
I'm not rubbing this in anybody's face, but I know somebody's on a weight challenge. Delicious.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'm part of Manager Fat Camp now. So, anyways, we'll get to that. Hey, Jason, what have you been up to this week?
I'm in Fat Camp. We'll get to that. Yeah.
How would you like some cake, little boy?
I need some carrot cake off your ass right now. I'm chosen for a Twicker out of a butthole. Little Snickers bar. I need a Snickers bar out of the skinny chick's butthole.
That's dirty. just so everyone knows, the man you voted for to win is a Herbert in training, okay?
Yeah. Can I show some M&Ms up your butt and let you rain it on my face? I don't care if they're melted. I won't be able to tell what's what. Oh, they're talking to their dog out there.
Oh my god, he's a bitch. Come here. I was like, he's gonna hit that woman. Oh, it's amazing. I love this neighborhood.
If he is, that's the most upbeat spousal abuse I've ever heard. Like, come here, bitch. Come here, bitch.
Bam. I do not condone spousal abuse, but that would be hilarious.
Not, so anyways, what have you been up to?
Not much, man. Repairing computers, iPods, and Xboxes.
Yay.
Yeah, sounds...
Is that a job pitch?
That is.
That's so unenthusiastic. That is. He's like,
totally ship it to me. That's pay me $200, I'll fix it for you.
Fair enough.
We need to get you a good job slogan.
Right?
Yeah, right. Something better than that.
It's like, fuck it, I'll fix it. I work in marketing. That's my job. So just fuck it, I'll fix it. That's a good one, yeah.
Ghetto Box Incorporated.
People might expect you to put spinners on their Xbox.
You fired up.
I could probably do it.
Yeah.
That's the bad part.
It's like the Xbox is a whole hubcap now. It's a stolen hubcap.
Does that give the Red Ring of Death a whole new meaning?
No, the Red Ring of Death, the controller is now replaced with a crack pipe. So to turn it on, you got to use a lighter in your lips. And it turns it on, and it runs off the steam from the crack. So it's like
fun.
It's like a steampunk kind of thing, but with crack addiction.
So you have a whole new market right there.
Right there, yeah.
So I now know what trend streams are.
It's the crack box.
The crack box 360.
Yeah.
So I now know what trend streams are.
Yeah. No, it's the crack box 365 because you use it every day of the year.
True. 365.
It's like I'm addicted to Pac-Man. I don't know why. So every time I see Pac-Man, I just want to smoke the devil's bone.
The devil's bone.
That, and I've been getting... re-addicted to Final Fantasy Tactics.
I think you're about to say re-addicted to crack.
Man, I could quit anytime.
If
you want to watch a good episode of what crack will do to you, it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, I love that episode.
Oh
yeah,
my god, it is hilarious. I can quit anytime.
You remember that one, don't you? Yeah, I love that. Where he takes Dee down to the welfare, and she's got the bicycle helmet on, and she's pretending to be Millie handicapped. She's like, you're just like, oh, that's fucking funny.
Sweet Dee.
And then Mac and Charlie are in the fucking limo, and they come up going like, you got the money.
Scratching his arms.
I like it when they're sitting outside listening to fucking Bismarcky drinking beer and shit.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I fucking love it. Okay, they actually got signed up for 2 new seasons.
They should.
So,
the most inappropriate, funny TV show out there.
No, I love it. For me, it's like the Seinfeld of the modern age.
It's true.
Seinfeld was pretty inappropriate at times. It's just really kind of...
It was toned down.
Yeah, it was toned down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If FX would have been around at that time...
Oh, yeah. Seinfeld totally would have been different. Yeah. It would have been more like Curb Your Enthusiasm. But Always Sunny is like the modern day Seinfeld, which is a group of friends that you go, like, I can relate to these people because I know these people.
Exactly.
We've done this shit. We are the horrible, self-centered, selfish people who basically get into really stupid situations. Mm. Like when they find the speaker full of drug money. Sorry, they have drugs from the mom. And they have Cricket go out to sell it. Did you see that one?
No, I don't think I did.
They have Cricket out there. He's homeless. They're like, here, sell this cocaine for us. Later on, they show him with trash cans playing drums. Because he's all high on drugs. He didn't sell any of it. He just took it all. The mom shows up looking for the money. They're like, oh, well, we're not the ones who took your drugs. He did. So the mob, like, breaks his legs.
Oh, that's hilarity.
Oh, man, I love Cricket. Anyways.
Good times.
Yeah.
What else, Jason?
Other than revisiting tactics? Nada.
Fair enough. Well, we'll move on. Earl.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, wait, just, are you doing Final Fantasy Original Tactics or the re-release?
No, the original.
There, yeah, that was a good question.
Yeah,
no, he's an old schooler. He's an old schooler right there.
Good answer.
Yeah. Okay, move forward.
How am I supposed to follow that? That's just amazing.
You can, no. You can whip your dick out.
It's important that someone whips it out. Yeah. I've been just playing Bioshock Infinite, and I haven't been playing as much as I want to because we got the newborn, so he's been really, really, really fussy with gas.
Imagine a kid with gas coming from you.
I know, that's right. Woo, gas. But no, so the missus hasn't been sleeping much, so I've just been helping out with
that.
You're
just busy being a dad.
Huh? I am just busy being a dad that's playing it. I didn't get a save point when I was supposed to yesterday, and then the daughter walked in, so I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'll just stop right here and hope I didn't ruin anything.
Yeah.
Because I ain't trying to shoot people in front of her. So, but other than that, just that. So I got to a part that was hard and asked Trent about it. He told me some tactics, so hoping to get past that and beat it.
Just keep moving.
Just keep moving. Run or die.
Use that's the it. Offices and use the top of the offices. That's the main thing.
But it's fun. I mean, I'm enjoying it. I mean, if you play it, just know that you do have a chance of going broke and then just live that lifestyle. Just be broke all the time. But no, it's fun. I enjoy it.
Just be broke.
Just be broke all the time. But no, it's enjoying
sounds
that.
Like a rapper's name.
Some changes at work, so good stuff there. So just trying to get readjusted. Said work stuff, and when work stuff is busy, home stuff don't get to get done as much. So
well, yeah, me and you get to work together now.
It's true. That's true. Hopefully, it won't affect our chemistry. But no, and then other stuff happened at work, which was amazing. Gonna get paid more, so yeah, it's good times.
That's good news.
It is good news.
Especially
it's good
another
for
kid.
The wife. She don't have to work so hard anymore, so.
That's
good times.
Good times had by all.
What about you, Trent?
Dishonored's Dunwall Trials was on sale, so I bought that. I haven't played it yet. I just bought it.
Okay.
So I've been busy. This weekend was kind of chaotic with doing stuff. And I mean, I bought a Wii U on Saturday, and I got to turn it on and play a game like once, and then the rest was just me like doing stuff. And tonight I finally got to turn it back on and start over with Zombie U, because I started a hardcore character on Zombie U just to see what it was like with the no, you know, respawn.
Yeah,
and it was interesting. You know, it's pretty interesting. But I went ahead and started a new one tonight that was the actual regular character, and I got past the supermarket and back at the safe house. So it's like your second agenda or whatever. And playing it really smart, you know, carrying
kind
players.
Of get a bit slow.
Well, actually, I kind of booked it through the whole supermarket because I kind of knew what was going to happen because I'd be playing it before, but now I'm going to be playing it very slow, very cautiously, and kind of being prepared, but conserving a lot of stuff.
Because it's easy to get swarmed by, like, three zombies in that.
Yeah, flares are, like, your life then, man, because if you get swarmed, you pull one of those fuckers out, they will just not even pay attention to you. They're just good at that. You just start
running. Kind of the whole shiny thing.
Yeah, they love that shit. And I found like three of them in this one area, man. And there's three more I know I skipped over that I can go back and pick up. I'm on my way now, so I'll have a decent stock of flares to get me out of trouble. Interesting game. It's been pretty fun. The Wii U itself, I'll get into that later on. But and War Zombie U. I did that. Got a raise today.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I turned down $42,000 a year.
Because you're a baller.
For a raise of $2.50.
Integrity, sir.
Yeah, because I have principles. I did it on prank because I was like, that was my friend's job. I don't want to take his job since you fired him because I don't agree with it, so I'm not going to take it, so you can just deal with that. And I'll take more money to do my current job.
You know, though, that's always good, though.
I have integrity.
Have that integrity.
So, yeah. Yeah. And did that, and what else I do? Movies.
Yeah.
I bought Stargate on Blu-ray, the 15th anniversary, which is epic to watch. Actually, I found out that Mike, my project manager, his professor, one of his professors was the guy that wrote that.
Really?
So Azudi, I think was his name, was one of the guys who wrote the original story for it.
Hmm.
And I was like, really? Because, yeah, the guy can read Sanskrit, like, forward and backwards. He wrote that whole thing with another guy, and then they bought it up and turned it into Stargate. That's pretty cool.
Nice. The original movie?
Yeah, the original movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think it's Hank Azudi or something like that. And then purchased Prometheus on Blu-ray.
How is that?
Oh, I love Prometheus. It's one of my... I enjoy it.
Because I heard mixed reviews, but I didn't know.
You have to really analyze it.
Okay.
So
I think I still want to see, like, a director's cut of that.
I don't know.
I don't like the editing on it. I mean, I'm not a film critic, but I just... There's something about the pacing of that movie that I just can't get behind.
Every great story goes, I'm not a filmmaker.
Yeah,
but
the
well, I'll here's, say McCann here's critic. The thing. I'm not a
here's the critic. Thing. The pacing in Prometheus is more akin to the first Aliens movie. And let's not, face
I'm not,
it.
I'm not just saying it. It's. I'm not saying it's slow. It's just there are time lapses that I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know. Like, was this like 6 months later? Or was this like a next day? You know, like there are time lapses.
The very beginning where they show like the dude on the planet disintegrating, and then they jump forward to another planet. And them under.
I'd have to watch it again. I just admit, that's what I took away from it.
They did. Because
there's a couple of spots. There's a couple of spots where I just had some problems with the pacing in it.
Well, it's like they never really say too much about the year. It's like at the beginning of the show, the engineer disintegrating himself, seeding a planet so that humans can be born.
Right, and I get that was a bazillion years ago. But I'm just.
No, that's what it was. But yeah.
You know, it wasn't the next day. Maybe he was like, planet born next day.
Well, see, like you and I were talking, and people gave it a lot of flack, and I said, I think the reason why is a lot of people didn't read into it, and they didn't understand that there's. It's one race, which is the engineers, but there's two factions. And originally their religion was to seed planets to create life based off their own DNA. And that's what that beginning scene is a guy, because you have to destroy life to create it, which they actually say in the movie. He was destroying himself to seed the planet with DNA to create humans and evolve into that. Yeah, but there was a change later on where it's almost like, you know, Christians and Catholics, or where any religion branches off of another. Yeah, people said, this is our mission. They had people come and say, no, our mission's different now. We want to do this. And then they conflict and fight. That's what happened with the engineers, where there were ones who wanted to keep seeding planets and prosper those races and help them grow, and ones that wanted to genetically experiment on them and turn them into something new using that black bio-goo.
And that's called douches.
Yeah, and they went to war with each other. That's why their compound was buried underground, so they're harder to find, because they were warring with each other. And the plan was to send out these dirty bombs, basically, to planets, and just shoot it out there, and let it manipulate and change. And then people gave a shit about, well, why does the fucking creature at the end look like an octopus? And I was like, well, I think it's because the different bio gels they made are... It's a killing machine is what it is, where they took the basic traits of things that they enjoyed that were killing machines, like, you know, an octopus or a squid, a horse, which allows it to run on all four at high speed, stuff like that, and put it all into this one thing, because if you're going to make the perfect killing machine, you're going to want to take different traits from different animals and put them all into one, and use the race, like humans,
make them like tigers.
Yeah, and use the humans, like tarantulas and rats.
Yeah.
You know, they spin webs to catch people so they can steal their cheese.
All I'm hearing it here is that's why Trent doesn't have any kids. He shoots out the dirty bomb everywhere, hopes it changes into something, and nothing happens.
I jack off in a sock and hope it gestates. That's what I put it in a shoebox in the closet and I water it once a day and nothing happens. But, you know, get a little bit of UV light. But either way, Prometheus is a good movie if you really dig down and watch it and really pay attention, and people just kind of... And Ridley Scott, I think, you know, I'd hate to put American audiences always disappoint me, because they don't... They want everything explained. They don't want to have to think about what they're looking at. That bothers me.
Not anymore.
Well, that's a good point, because when I was a teenager, the big movie was Brotherhood of the Wolf. You ever watched
that? Yeah, I never liked
it. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So you go to it, okay... I'm not the smartest man in the world, mm-hmm. but I knew it was a foreign film, so I'm like, I know there's subtitles. Just like with great Japanese anime, you don't watch the translated version because they don't get it right. Horrible, yeah. So you go, I know there's going to be subtitles. So I went in there, and as Americans do, it started, and they waited like 20 minutes, and they're like, oh, there's subtitles. I don't want to read. This is a movie. Yeah. Then like 80% of the theater just like cleared out, and I'm like... Mm-hmm. And like in the brilliancy of subtitles is if you give it at least 10 to 20 minutes, your brain
just
will switch into the mode of you don't even realize you're watching it, and your brain hears the people with the accents and it turns it into English.
Yeah.
So then you enjoy the movie. But I was like, come on, if you give it 20 minutes, you'll love this movie.
Subtitles is one of those things where you just have to give it time and your brain starts to stop paying attention. Yeah, mm-hmm. It stops paying attention to what's going on and actually is able to process the subtitles and the film. But if you're just sitting there, and if you're stressing about it, the internet, it's not going to work. Nope. I love foreign films. They usually have a lot more depth and character.
You know, and that's why people hated Pan's Labyrinth. And I actually thought it was good.
Yeah, that was a great movie. Guillermo del Toro is like one of my favorite writers, directors, producers. Yeah. Everything he messes with the exception of Hellboy 2, is good, you know. And like they're doing an American version of El Orfanato, and yeah. I think he's involved with it a little bit, and I'm happy about that. Mama, which I went to go see, which was a new one that came
out. Isn't he good?
That was excellent. I actually really enjoyed it. Yeah. It was actually really good, and I took a date to go see that.
You said that was actually kind of scary to you.
It was freaky at times, and it takes a lot to kind of freak me out. And I was watching, I was like, dude, there's a couple points where you're just like, that is fucked up.
I bet so.
The one thing I love about Guillermo del Toro is he gets horror right. Now, you look back in the 80s and the days of Creepshow, they mix fantasy with sci-fi with horror, and did this great job where it was almost a fairy tale. Mm-hmm. And Guillermo del Toro takes that because that was his bread and that's where he grew up on. You look at stuff like El Orfanato, Pan's Labyrinth, The Devil's Backbone. It's a mixture of horror and fantasy and fairy tale where they have these fairy tale endings that are kind of dark. Yep. It's like somebody's getting what they want and somebody's going to be happy for eternity, but it's really sad for everybody else.
It kind of goes that whole trend of like old Germanic fairy tale stuff.
Yeah, it's very like Pan's Labyrinth is the perfect example of that.
Which would have made Hellboy better. He tried to put some of that element into it.
Yeah, but he wanted to kind of
keep
the
American studios want
they
happy
want,
fairy tale ending.
Yeah. Well, even they want fucked up endings, but they wanted to be like, well, you know, we got the fans, we have this giant flower Cthulhu monster, just punch it out. I think we're good.
I think the greatest imagination. I don't even remember the name of the horror movie, but me and my brother was watching it, and it was this great big wooden tree monster. I forget what it was, and the movie ended so crappily. It was like. It was coming at them, and it wasn't wet. They didn't throw anything on it. They lit this little match, and if you throw a match, it goes out. But they threw it. It hit the floor. All of a sudden, thing blew up into flames and died. I was like,
is that Wicker
really?
Man?
No.
I was
going to
say,
No. I love the Wicker Man. Nicolas Cage.
No, the original
Wicker
Man.
The original one where he tries to save the little girl in the very end. It's all like, we pledge you. And he dies, and he sings for his lord, and it never comes. And it's greatest movie ever.
Yeah, Wicker Man's a good one.
It was like this little tree monster thing, and blew down, and the movie was over. And I was like, you couldn't kill this thing through 90 minutes of this movie. Yeah. And then at the very end, they were like, well, we blew the budget on everything else. Might have just set it on fire and get it over with.
So should we go through? Should we throw?
It's like the day after tomorrow. Great visual effects.
Actually,
the wolves and everyone's gone.
The day after tomorrow. Okay, Emmerich, the guy who directed that, who also did Stargate, who also did Independence Day, who also did I think it was Moon.
We've had to talk about this.
I love Emmerich and the movies he does because he was one of the last few directors who actually believed in using trick photography and special effects, and he, like, Independence Day, no CGI.
No.
It is all hand-drawn stuff, or special effects, or miniatures.
All models.
Stargate, same way, and you can really see it. You're like, wow, that is amazing the way and you try to figure out, like, how do you do the Stargate? Well,
practical effects.
Yeah, it's practical effects.
Yeah, everything that went wrong with Star Wars.
Yeah, and he was, and because of that, he was an auteur, as well as a nostalgic, because he wanted to be like, we can do these things amazingly, but without CGI. And what happened was he finally gave in and said, all right, I'm going to do a movie with CGI because it's a grandiose script. I'm going to see what I can do. And he did The Day After Tomorrow, and I fucking hated every second of it.
Well, I enjoyed it. I'm just saying it was great, but then the wolves were the only
part that was
horrible.
But after that, every movie he's done has been a CGI fest from start to finish.
Well, it's
because
it
sucked. Yeah, I know, and they sucked.
All I'm saying is, I don't know if you.
He did 10,000 BC.
But all I'm saying though is, but it's what I mean. It's like you spend all this money on everything, and then it's like the very last moment. Because in that movie, that was supposed to be the big defining. It's like, is a girl going to die? And there's this Freddy looking wolves.
It's like the Brothers Grimm, which I actually like that movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
I love Julian movies. He does a great job. The wolves in it.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. Everything
else is it that hard to do wolves? Come on.
Yeah,
seriously.
It actually is to do,
hard
to do lighting
wolves,
and fur and
wolves,
yeah.
Even CGI or practical effects are extremely hard to do.
Well, you look at something like American Werewolf in London, where they actually did a real time transformation from human to wolf, and that still is considered one of the most profoundly amazing scenes. When you look at a movie like The Wolfman that came out with Benicio del Toro, when he did the cool split finger thing, that I love that scene because I'm like, that's classic.
Are you talking about when they do it when he's
in the theater, the operating theater? I was like,
that
is classic
horror.
Hey, Van Helsing's wolf when he tore his
Chris Van Helsing.
I liked it when he tore the skin off of him and he turned into the wolf. I thought that was really good.
Let's see, a werewolf, I like classic horror, and the Wolfman is one of those really close ones to me. And when they take
except
something,
the fight at the end sucked.
Yeah, the fight at the end was just more kind of like, we're just, hey, guess what, Hugo Weaving's a werewolf. Anyway, it's like, who gives a shit. But it's just, it's one of those things where the way they did the transformations in the Wolfman remake, I was really pissed when I heard they were remaking it, and I started to see more and more of it, and I thought, okay, Benicio del Toro, I love. He's an amazing actor.
He's a great actor.
Anthony Hopkins, I really don't see them being blood-related, but we'll go with it.
Yeah.
You know? But the transformations and the settings and the atmosphere they created were very classic 1940s
there you
and
go.
30s. It was very well done.
If it's true that they're blood-related, Benicio definitely looked like Mama.
Yeah, he looked like Mama, who's dead.
Yeah.
So. The father definitely liked a little bit of what's the worst non-racist way of putting this? What's a really well-known Spanish film? He really liked his tacos, if you know what I mean. I don't fucking know.
I'm just racist.
No, whatever. Anyways.
Where were we going with this?
No, we were just talking about movies. But anyways, I did that, and that was just worked a fuck ton. Wrote some JavaScript and diddled my butthole, so.
I heard that.
Yeah. I painted.
Yeah?
Yeah, I finished that wall in my room. I finished painting my room.
Oh, that kind of painting.
That kind of, I didn't like, put on the hat and do the French thing.
I thought you were going to paint me a masterpiece, but.
You won't post nude. I told you, I only do nudes.
Well, I tried last week with the shorty shorts, but apparently you didn't like it, so I'm in professional gear today.
No.
Professional gear?
No, that was front. I listened to that cast. He was loving them shorts.
Listen. I didn't feel the love, so today it's professional.
You should have just wore high socks. That's what turns them on.
I'm nipping, man. It's getting I enjoy it. It's getting cold in here. It has nothing to do. My nipples have nothing to do with this conversation. It's just kind
you just
of
pepper
shit.
It over there, huh?
I can't yeah. Feels like I'm popping a zit.
You're about to cut some glass.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm about to feed someone.
Is swelling?
He wants to feast on boob hair.
Man, all I'm hearing right now is Gilbert Gottfried.
Holy shit, this is raw! But holy shit, is it right? Sorry, is it erotic?
This shit's hot.
I just want to claim that ass!
So for our listeners, if you guys just want to laugh, we've talked about it before. Gilbert Gottfried reading 50 Shades and John St. John, the voice of Duke Nukem, reading 50 Shades.
Epic YouTube videos.
Epic wonderfulness in my mouth.
And then loved it.
Fuck. And then we'll fuck. Open your mouth.
Good girl. Anyways, so other than that, just fucking around having fun. Yeah, not really doing too much. I bought the Godfather trilogy on Blu-ray too.
From what I'm hearing is you just had spare money laying around. You were like,
that was a birthday gift somebody gave me, an Amazon card.
Oh, that's cool.
And the shipping for a HDMI switcher I purchased was ridiculously just stupid.
Yeah.
So you might have to go with it.
Well, no, I could get free shipping if I signed up for a trial of Amazon Prime, which I already had when I was a student, so I went ahead and signed up for it again.
Might as well.
But then I realized, okay, they're going to go ship my item on Prime rates, which is free shipping. 2 days, it should be here tomorrow, so you can keep an eye out for me. But the problem is they're going to try and probably deduct money off of one of my cards. And I thought, well, I have credit still on my Amazon thing, so I have to spend it before they do that. So I went ahead and bought the Godfather Trilogy Remastered, the Restoration Edition on Blu-ray, and removed all my credit cards so they can't charge me for Prime.
Nice.
Because Amazon, I love Amazon, but fuck them.
But Amazon Prime is nice. You can see the instant video.
Yeah, but I'm not paying $76 a year for it.
No. When I got my credit card, I got is through Amazon.
That's who you got it with.
Yeah. Well, I got like a $50 credit, a little $50 gift card that was on the card, and then they were gonna give me Amazon Prime. Well, I said no, I don't want Amazon Prime. But it was cool though, because after my daughter was born, I got for my wife's birthday, I got a little thing from her, and it was a little heart necklace that talked about mothers and daughters and stuff. And she was like, oh, I love it. And I was like, I didn't pay nothing for it. Nice. Tell nobody. It's like at that $3 credit. It was like $49.99. I was like, heck yeah.
When I was a student, they gave me, when they came up with Amazon Prime, they gave it to me for free for a year because they really want students to try it out for the free shipping.
They always do.
Yeah, because the textbooks are a steal on
that. Yeah, they are. And so I would use it for that. And I never buy anything school related. I just always buy fun stuff and never pay shipping. Because everybody honors on Amazon Prime pretty much. Like all the retailers on there. So it's boom, Sears, Target, whoever's selling shit.
Exactly. And that's cool though with Amazon Prime though, because I was looking into it and you can get. You get some really nice deals with it.
Yeah, free shipping on something that normally cost you $150 because of the weight. Free.
Heck yeah.
Shipped to you within 2 to 3 days. You're like, that's epic.
It is. And you use it free and a day till it's there. You're like, cancel. Bye.
Speaking of which, Rusty goes up to Michigan for a month. Mm-hmm. Leaves his jacket here. I take his jacket up to fucking FedEx to check into the overnight.
How much was that?
His jacket is less than 2 pounds, and it was like $150.
Yeah.
Oh, when I was
like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they screw you on
that. I tell you what, in the Philippines.
So, did you send it like 5 days?
I ended up taking it to U.S. Postal the next day.
Yeah, it's cheaper, yeah.
And just did the flat rate priority box.
You just like squeeze it into the box?
Yes.
But see, you say that, but when I was in the Philippines with work, we had to fax over our time cards. Like we had to, they changed the way it worked. So you had to fax in the stuff to get reimbursed. And they only have one place in the mall that was there that was reliable, and it was FedEx. And I faxed in, I don't know, it was probably about 20 pages, and it was less than a pound. And I ended up ponying up about $120 just for less than a pound of papers. I didn't even get reimbursed, but if I didn't, I was going to lose like $600.
You know what the trick is for
it's crazy though. They're nuts.
Yeah, but the trick for me is if somebody like is buying something from me and it's small enough, you can get those little media mail packages, the parcel boxes that are shipped by VHS tapes. You can put CDs. Vinyls are considered media, so you can ship them for like 50 cents.
Nice.
And what I would do is I just get something that size, the package, and just slip whatever it is I'm putting in there, be it whatever, like a t-shirt, ship it for fucking 50 cents, even though it's a fucking... Because they tell you to bring your packages open. They never ask. They just say, what's in it? You go, CDs. And they're like, okay. And then they fucking ship it off. And you can pack a t-shirt in a little box like that. And I learned that from buying on eBay because people would send it to me like that. And I'm like, why'd they put in this little box?
Now you know what.
Yeah, then I figured out. Because they get the pocket that other fucking $2 they charge you for shipping.
Nice.
So.
Well, what are we going to talk about?
What have you been doing?
We have been sidetracking like
a month. Oh, it's okay. I've been up to a lot.
Talk about cats. I like
cats. Oh, I put a thing on Facebook. It was a Star Trek. If you check it out. It had to do with Data and his cat. And it was freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Says, no, you cannot have a cheeseburger until you learn to spell words correctly with no typo.
Pleasure me like was it Lieutenant Yar or whatever her name was? The big titty blonde chick that died. She was chief of security.
I want you to know something. When she got consumed in the shuttle bay by the big blob of blackness, I'm not going to lie to you, I had the biggest crush on her when
I thought you were going to say I had the biggest crush
on her. No, listen.
You're going to be like, oh my God, the blob is me. I would do that.
Oh my God. No, I'm not going to lie to you. I was a little crushed, and then they brought her back, and she was supposed to be someone's...
A Romulan clone.
Romulan clone, and it was like the happiest day that I ever was. I was like...
She had some nice boobs. I will not lie. At the age of 13, okay, I don't think Deanna Troi is very hot nowadays, but dude, I jacked off to those tits.
You know what, though? Every movie they did, because her and Riker got more and more serious, I was like, they like let her hair flow back. I was like, gosh, she is so hot.
No, I never thought she was hot. I just liked the boobs. But no, Yar, she had the short hair and the big boobs, and I love girls with short
hair. Now you know
why
Captain Kirk did what he did all those times.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But I love... chicks with short hair, that's just one of my things. So it's like, I was like, okay.
So you like your women to look like men, huh?
No.
I heard that about you.
The uniform doesn't look good on her, but the tits are really nice. So, yeah.
Yeah, Tasha Yar. Because
listen,
they had to end up making the chick with the biggest boobs on the show the first true red shirt of the show.
Which sucks.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give some advice to some listeners if they're young. If the face isn't that pretty, you can put your hand up like it perfect blocks out the face. There's a chick. You just look down. You're like, yeah, it's a lot better.
There's this chick that walks around my. She's in the building next to where I work, and which is a call center. And then I'm in this building, which is my office and some DHS stuff and all that. And there's this chick who walks around smoking. She has one of the nicest butts. Like, I mean, just like it's just this nice round, perfect. Just it's got the shelf thing underneath.
You pull a Jimmy Stewart,
but her
chair
face,
with binoculars,
yeah. Yeah, it is a rear window.
There you go, it's the rear window.
But her face is not all there. And every time she walks by, me and my project member just stare at her, and I'm just like, you know, I mean, you can just bend her over. You don't have to, you don't have to fuck her face to face. I mean, it's not like you're going to be cheek to cheek. You know, you can just do that. Well, sort of. But yeah, you can bend her over and not have to worry about it.
That's hilarious.
And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, no, seriously, I mean, come on. If you had to choose between her or this other chick we know, I would I'd definitely go ahead and go with the butterface. So I'm not shallow enough.
Sorry. What, you shallow? What?
Yeah.
Totally. All right, Justin. Enough this dirty sex
tell us,
talk.
Tell us about your shallow
horrible
week.
Horrible sounding. Let's hear your day.
Oh, I didn't have a shallow week.
I just thought about shallowness.
Oh, in general.
Yeah.
Let's see, I've been making a whole lot of food. I'm a manager of Fat Camp now. They're calling the Biggest Loser. I've just been calling it Manager Fat Camp.
Doesn't that fuck with employee morale when they're going like,
actually,
you have to be in the Fat Camp?
No, no, you don't have to be.
Like,
it's voluntary.
It's voluntary. Everybody throws in like $20, and so the winner takes.
Now, they don't know if it's going to be winner takes all, because the email said that they may, depending on how many people joined, do a first and second place. Because Samson, in my department, won it last year, and he bought himself like a griller with all.
Yeah,
he did too. It was hilarious.
Like, I bought a beef jerky machine. Dude, he actually got a nice grill out of that.
He did
though.
Too.
He won a lot of money.
Because it was
20 people. 20 people dropping $20.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was a lot of money. He won. He last year he won about.
Dude, cruise prices are at an all time fucking low. 2,000. That would pay for a cruise right now.
So yeah, I'm starting to think about getting more serious about it. All I've been not doing is not eating bread. And not eating,
if you
like,
don't
no
drink
wheat products.
These,
well, there's
a lot.
Yeah.
Well, there's no calories in that.
The heck there ain't.
Yours is, but the ones I've been drinking now don't have calories.
Okay, listen. I want to dispel a rumor. Just because there's not any calories, the rest of the stuff that's in these things is really not good for your body.
You want to know what the best way of doing this is? Let me introduce you to Pukey Pam. Just throw up, Justin.
Dude. No.
What you do
actually,
is...
You could give him, like, an eating disorder, and he'd be like,
no, I have a
fucking eating disorder on my hat.
What you do is, here's what I do, or what I need to start doing. It's just I find it really hard. I tried to do it today at work. I did not have
the
time.
The diet?
No, I was in fucking meetings for 7 hours, and then I finally
had 1 hour. I ate red beans and rice, and I had cornmeal buttered.
Just go get a tapeworm, for real.
Yeah.
It'll help
you. South Bronx parasite, baby. What you do is when you wake up, drink a whey protein, mix of water or even soy milk with some banana in it, that will cover you till lunch. You won't even feel hungry at lunch.
Trent, I used to work out.
I
get how to
do
this.
Do the same thing
used
for lunch.
In what, like third grade?
Yeah.
No, like 5 years ago.
Do the same thing for lunch and then just have a nice regular dinner. And trust me, you will fucking
have a light dinner.
If you cut out soda and everything
else.
Well,
I don't drink any soda. I'm not eating any bread. The only thing, I'm not eating any wheat products.
He's like, I had a pound of bacon, but I'm not eating any bread.
Seriously, dump even the energy drinks with no calories.
Get rid of those.
Dump those, because there's other shit in there that turn into calories afterwards.
There's also shit that insulates fat so you can't burn it, which is the carbon.
Well, I'm drinking water now.
So,
why is it
coffee instead, dude?
Because it tastes better.
Coffee instead.
Yeah.
Coffee's better for you than
that's all
any
I drink
of that
is
shit.
Coffee and water.
I thought you did tea. You just talked about that.
I do drink tea every once in a while.
Thank you.
I do coffee. Like, I did chai the other day at work.
I love chai.
The German guy made this crock pot full of chai.
Dude.
But it was fucking some of the best chai.
The extra spice
this
chai
is good,
is delicious.
I was like, this is fucking good chai. I put it off all day.
Yeah.
I kind of regret it. It's good.
No, extra spice chai is very good.
It was homemade. It was the thing.
Ooh.
And I was just like, wow, this is really good.
Nice.
But yeah, just coffee, water, some tea every once in a while. Breads are fine, just don't go overboard. You can do wheats. Like, you can do
wheat
pasta.
Do whole grain wheat.
So the whole thing is, I'm trying to figure out if I'm gluten intolerant. I go on these kicks to see if I am or not. found out that somebody in my family is, and I'm wondering if it relates to my migraines and things like that. So I'm trying to just stay completely well.
Just remember, only cut out the wheat completely for about 2 weeks, and then reintroduce some.
And see what happens.
Because otherwise your body's going to start starving for starches, and you're done.
Yeah.
So, you know,
just
I have,
like that.
Potatoes are good. Yeah. A lot of people try. You can actually make a healthy potato dinner with some meat, because you got to have meat. But some potato, low fat sour cream. You can even still use chives, a little bit of like, butter, like non salted butter with a little bit of salt on there. That's actually a healthy
little
dinner.
Bit of extra virgin olive oil, get you some healthy
just
calories.
And they're trying to do a new study saying, the skin on potatoes, when you bake a potato, like in French fries or anything else, it's a possible carcinogenic. Fuck them. That is such bullshit studies. It's bullshit studies.
Starting next week, we're going to have a new podcast, Cooking with
Cooking
the Tilt
with the Tiltcast.
Pretty much.
We've actually, Justin and I have talked about doing Cooking with the Nerds at some point.
Just saying.
That's my thing. I love to cook. I cook some mean ass food.
As far as
mean ass food, because it messed my stomach up the other day.
Whatever, man. You just don't know how to eat it right.
I made ribs this weekend.
Retarded.
Go ahead. I made ribs this weekend. I also made catfish.
We both made catfish.
Yeah, we did.
I knew a guy named Catfish when I was younger. Fixed anything electronic.
He smells like pussy.
He always had a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, and he had like 19 broke down cars.
And he had like one.
He'd get you whatever
long,
you need electronic wise.
One
and
really
could
long
fix it, 20 bucks.
Nail. One really long pinky nail. Yeah, and he always talked about sniffing like coke off like naked black women buttons, like a real rock star.
That's hilarious. Neil Patrick Harris off the butts of strippers.
I haven't done it off the butt of a stripper. I did snort coke off of a naked one. So I just, but I that was like, off of. I was like, this Kumar. Is a fantasy. That I have to live. So I was like, shh.
It's happening.
You always hear about people like in the movies going like, you know, snorting, like the movie Blow. He's in there snorting the coke off the chick's ass. I was like, I have the opportunity to snort coke off of a really hot chick's ass. Then I'm going to do this. And I said, just lay there and deal with it.
Exactly.
And I was like, just don't fart.
At least it wasn't Ajax.
Yeah, at least it wasn't Ajax. But those are fantasies that, you know,
when
I
the
don't
time comes, you have to live in.
You got to seize life by the fucking ass.
Or the by the cheeks.
By the cheeks and just snort away. I'm not condoning sniffing, but just
by the way, we don't condone doing drugs.
Yeah, just do pixie sticks, something like that.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Or salt.
That's what the little rascals would have done.
If you want the whole nosebleed section, just go ahead and do salt.
Yeah, just do salt. There ain't nothing wrong with it, or cayenne pepper.
Fuck.
I like his face. He's like,
oh! Wasabi! So I did that. Played a crap load of Monster Hunter. Mm, and honestly, I don't have any new games, because new game that I'm going to play starts. I'll be able to pick it up tomorrow.
Which one is that?
Injustice.
Oh, I want to play that game so much. I saw the new preview for it.
You know what comes out tonight, though?
What?
Defiance on TV.
Oh, I got that recorded. Yes. 2 hours worth of greatness on my DVR for tomorrow.
I don't know if it's going to be that great.
I don't know.
We'll see
what happens.
Shut your dirty mouth. It's going to be great.
Dirty cockhole.
Shut your dirty whore mouth, Mom. It's going to be great.
Mom? Yeah.
That was saying a long time ago.
I put you in the hooker mouth. Yeah, you're a dirty pirate hooker.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
No, I was watching Anchorman last night.
I was watching the campaign. I sent him a text. I was like, turn to channel 300. Turn to channel 300.
I'm trying to watch a movie, and I get the sense, it says, turn to 300 now. And I was like, what the fuck? I stopped the movie and switch over. It's the campaign, and it's the kid going like, I stuck a firefly at my butthole.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why is he? I've seen this movie. Why is he making me watch this? So later on, I get up and I go out and I ask him. I was like, why did you make me switch the channel? I was like, oh, because it's that scene where they talk about the confessions.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, that's funny and all. I was like, what the fuck?
Why would you interrupt Anchorman?
It was like, no, it wasn't Anchorman I was watching. I think I was watching Prometheus, yeah.
I thought you were just watching Anchorman. You paused.
No, I watched that last night.
That's
it
a
came
great
out while
movie.
I was cleaning. I used to hate it. And
Anchorman
2?
I don't know what's coming on DVD, but I'm waiting for that.
My favorite line, and I always quoted at work, is, I think it's like, what's he say? Is like, I'll smash your face in, and then I'll call your mother up, Dorothy Mantooth, and take her out to a nice seafood dinner, and never call her again. It's like, Dorothy Mantooth is a saint! She's a saint! I fucking love that.
My favorite line, off of one of my favorite lines is, What's that, Baxter? You know I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, you know I don't speak Spanish. It's like you took a dump in the refrigerator and ate a whole cheese wheel. I'm not even angry. I'm impressed. That's amazing. Or when he's marking, he's like, you know how to cut to the deep of it. But the best, one of my favorite ones is when Tim Robin comes out during the beatdown. He's like, it's like the boys from the public news channel are taking a break from their pledge drive to join in this SmackDown. No commercials. No mercy!
My favorite part with Tim Robinson, that beat down is when he gets his arm cut off.
I did not!
He didn't get it. It was Owen Wilson.
Oh, he cut off.
Yeah, Tim Robinson cuts his arm. He goes, blade me! And just bam! Cuts it off. I was like when he's sitting there with a machete, he's like tapping his pipe against it to knock the tobacco out.
I just like it. The movie's just great.
Yeah, I hated it. I hated it the first time I watched it.
How did you hate it?
It was just stupid.
It is a solid movie.
It was like Talladega Nights. It's like, there's no point to this. And then it just kind of, it was like Step Brothers.
Step Brothers. I'm going to that drum case right now. Don't you do that!
I like when he's burying him. He's like, stop burying me. He's like, nobody can hear you. Just throwing dirt on him and shit.
I like it when he goes, you've been messing my drum, haven't you? No, I was watching Cops. I know you're lying because Cops come on at so-and-so.
Yeah. And he goes, like, I put my balls on your drum set. Well, that makes you a fag because my drum set's a male. He goes, no, it's not. It's a gay drum set. it's like that. It was the John voice C. of an Riley. Angel.
John C. Riley is amazing in everything he does.
When you were singing that, I literally saw, like, heaven lights and a halo and wing. It's the voice of an angel.
By the way, you just need to watch anything with John C. Reilly. It's amazing.
Well, John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell together are great. John C. Reilly, even his rules. A lot of people hate me because I like watching Check It Out with Steve Rule.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking hilarious.
Sometimes
really
I like it. It just depends.
It is.
It's fucking funny as shit to watch. Just the way it's put together, like a really horrible 80s like PBS show is fucking...
Yes.
That's craftsmanship right there.
There's
it's
nothing
hard
wrong.
To do that.
If you intentionally make your movie look like something really crappy like that, it comes out phenomenal.
It's skillful.
You got art. That's artwork right there.
Yeah, it really is. So. Yeah, what have you been doing, Justin?
I just let you guys go. You had a tangent going. I wouldn't
We really did. So you played some Monster Hunter. Did you beat it? Did you finally get to the end?
I kind of figured out that once you get to, I think it's close to the end, that I think that I'm going to end up just, the second half is the multiplayer.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know anybody on that has Monster Hunter. So
but
I'm
you beat
bunch.
Something
whoa,
else.
Whoa, whoa, hold on.
No, go ahead.
Have you found that Japanese man yet? Because you keep saying you got to find a Japanese guy. Have you found him yet?
No, because I got distracted by something else.
Oh, my God.
I got the...
Did you go whack off another dragon?
No, I played some Tekken.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah.
I played some Tekken on the Wii, and that was actually pretty badass, to be
Touché.
Honest with you. It doesn't really have a story mode, but it has like all these crazy outfits. Like Hirachi has like you could put on a Mario suit, so he's got like the Mario nose,
what
with the Mario cap, with the Mario outfit, and his
amazing.
Freaking crazy hair sticking out
yeah.
the back. I was
nice.
Just like, this yeah. is amazing.
Oh, it's amazing. Looking.
So played a lot of Tekken.
It's me.
What did you
Apache.
Beat? What did you beat? Come on.
I'll get to that.
It's a fucking celebration.
Let's do it. Listen, we're not going to sidetrack anymore. Tell us what you beat. I haven't heard about this.
No, okay. Do your other. That's going to end up being a long discussion. So
oh, is
ahead.
It? Yeah. So
go
that's
ahead,
that'll
yeah.
move us on
yeah,
into the world of games.
Who kicked the?
Then we'll jump into that. And we'll jump into Zombie U Wii My Experience and whatever else.
Well, yeah, because I played around the Wii and I was kind of showing you what to do, and then we figured out a couple things about the Wii.
No, I found out some amazing things.
Yeah,
we
with Netflix.
No, even more than that, I found even new stuff today.
I have some problems with Netflix, so. Me and the girlfriend decided to jump back into Battlestar Galactica, and I found out she was a really big fan of the series.
Do
I was
you
like,
have a picture of her yet? Because I still have not seen her.
Have
we'll get into that
mom?
Later.
What are you talking about?
What?
Have you seen your
mom? Oh!
No!
She says
you just haven't seen
her
with Justin's cock in her mouth.
Ah!
Yeah, sorry.
She said she was having a baby brother. What?
Oh.
Are you my new daddy? Are you my new daddy? I'm going to call you Papa. Like in an old Italian
Papa.
Voice.
Papa.
No, the old Italian voice.
Oh, like when Don Corleone sees his father, he's like, Papa. Same voice.
By the way, I need an allowance for reels. I need
yeah.
allowance.
Yeah, that hooker tab at Man of Shanghai's is getting
oh,
a little high. I need a
dang,
fucking allowance.
The green-eyed one is expensive.
Well, that's because she does things other girls want. Like, shave your back.
No, it's not my toenails, not my back.
He's a man of weird taste. He likes girls to shave his back and then paste it on their face like an Abe Lincoln beard and then dance around. It's kind of weird.
My God, you've been reading my diary.
I cut to the core of you, Baxter.
So
the man kicked him off the side of a bridge. I'm in a glass cage of emotions.
Just happened. That just happened.
That's how I roll. So little cameo.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Good, good.
So we'll just branch off into that, and then I'll break.
Okay, what happened with Netflix? You said you had a problem with it. Because I've had nothing but fun with it.
So I did have some fun with it, but me and her were watching Battlestar, you know, the opening before it has, like, the whole, you know, thing, the space station being destroyed and all that stuff. And she's like, that looks like standard def. Like, what's up with that? Okay, so I'll pull it up on Netflix on a browser window because I have it tied into my TV. So I flip inputs, put it on the Netflix website, and then pull it up and was like, that looks better. Mm-hmm. And so we watched it again on Wii, and it just didn't ever seem to smooth out. So that's something I got to try out because that was pissing me off.
It might be, you got to say, it's not just so much about your connection, it's also about theirs, their streaming. Cause there's
I was streaming them both at the same time. Yeah. So I would.
But it's two different things. You got to understand that. It can be two different things.
It is. Two different servers.
Yeah, this is the Wii server. And the thing with the Wii, though, that I found is that when I went to go, usually I have to pair my device with my Wii, with my Netflix account, because he uses my Netflix account, when we use it for all the stuff in the house. And usually you have to go up there, you have to sync them, get the code, put it in.
There's no syncing, it's just a browser.
Yeah, what it does is you actually, when you click on the Netflix thing, it opens up a browser window that's built in as Netflix, and you just log in, and boom, you have access. So that means you have access to, I think... Either we purposely changed the interface to make it look exactly like Netflix, or you're actually accessing your Netflix account through the Wii server version of it, which means you might have access to actually all the movies that stream over the internet, because the database for Xbox and PlayStation is different than the database of movies for regular Netflix streaming. There's certain movies that aren't available on Xbox and PlayStation streaming.
Yep.
So and I was going through the my list of recommended movies, and that was totally different. There were more movies on there now. I was like, oh, I have a much wider array of stuff. And even on my Blu-ray player, the database is more aimed towards what was on my Xbox. So it's like it's a limited amount. This one I have a lot more, and I can search more. I
that's through the
stuff.
Wii browser.
That's through the Wii browser. Wow. So I was like, so I have a wider assortment. But that's the thing is that it's a totally different server than Netflix itself.
So, but it's that's different. I have, like I said, I was looking for something in HD just to see if it'd play in HD, and it never seemed like...
Voltron.
Maybe I'll try that out and just
that
see.
That one you can easily,
You can easily tell pretty quick. So that was a little bit irritating, but it is cool because you have your little Wii tablet, and you can browse the movies on the tablet and then play them on the screen, or you can switch it, and you just hit, like, the top right corner.
So if you're going to take
and it'll
shit,
play it, it'll play it on the tablet.
With the audio on the tablet, so you can do it's instantaneous.
This is a feature they need to market, like I said the other day, because that's amazing.
Well,
nobody knows about it.
Well,
like,
that's something Microsoft was talking about with the new
smart glass.
Yeah, the smart glass. How and they were showing it with Sherlock Holmes, the game on the new Game of Shadows. When they were showing that the E3 thing about here we are watching it, we click this, boom, it's and you have this extended platform on the on the smart glass where you're getting actor bios information. And you click this button and it instantly transfers it over here without pausing it. And that's kind of what this does. I just didn't talk about it too much as for if I want to go to the kitchen. Because I check the reception. It carries throughout the entire apartment. I can walk anywhere with the tablet and watch stuff. And I can watch YouTube. I can watch TV shows. I can watch anything.
Yeah, it's off the Wii U, right?
Off the Wii U. And I was
but off the tablet, too. So, like, I can set that tablet up on the counter and watch Netflix while I'm cooking.
Again, like I said, Wii U, if they just push them, it could maybe help them.
Well, Wii U took this and made it basically what Sony and Microsoft, what Sony originally said they were going to do with the PlayStation 3, Wii U is accomplished finally with this one. But, of course, Sony's going to end up doing that with the next one, you know, as long as they make it
work. They're talking about doing everything on the Vita.
Yeah, on the Vita, which, that's what I'm saying. If they could make it to where it works on smartphones, tablets, like
the
Xbox.
That's, like, the nice thing about the tablet size and that. It feels... When you're first getting used to that controller, it takes some getting used to, I won't lie.
Yeah.
But once you do get used to it, having that bigger screen is a lot better than playing something like on a little PSP screen or something.
Well, I enjoyed the show. And it was nice.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show. One thing I did see is that on the tablet itself, on the gamepad, one thing I didn't notice is when I flipped it upside down, there's a screw hole like a tripod stand.
Yeah.
That I didn't notice where you can just wheel it in, and that could be maybe a telescopic stand. Where if you're playing something like Monster Hunter, rather than have to have a table in front of you, you can just put it on a stand and you can use it for your inventory, stuff like that.
Well, and it comes with, we both got the
Deluxe,
or Deluxe or whatever.
Yeah.
And they come with little bitty stands, and they also have, like, a charge stand. So,
yeah.
Like, I have multiple small tables in my room, and I just put it on one of those.
Why do you have multiple
small tables? And the way
one for my keyboard, yeah. One for, like, coffee table.
The way the charge stands work, there's a regular stand that's basically shaped like, you know, just like an A. And it's scooped at the bottom, you just put it on there, and it stands there. The charge stand is pretty cool, because they have this little power, you know, you plug it in to a power outlet, and it has a little mini USB. And you can plug that directly into the gamepad so it can charge while you're playing, or you can plug it into the stand so that when you place it on there without connecting it, boom, it starts charging, be it on
or you can
off.
Just use a USB cable. Like, I tried it with other USB cables I had, and I have when it comes with a 6-foot, and then I also have, like, I have a 10-foot extension I use for some things. So I plugged in the extension after you, because it has, what, about 4 hours worth of life or something?
I'm not sure. I haven't tested it. I know the gamepad, the pro gamepad, I plugged that into my computer, it charged.
Yeah, I have had no problems with that pro gamepad. Like, that's what I play Monster Hunter on, and it's what I've been playing Tekken on.
Yeah.
And that thing, I've charged once in the last 2 weeks, and it has rumble functions and everything else, and it's been almost fully charged for
weeks. It's a nice design, too. It's very...
So it's got a good battery life.
Oh, hell of a
really good battery life. The tablet, like I said, the tablet's like 3.5-4 hours, but you can plug it in.
It's not just an additional. They actually make use of it in games. Like Zombie U uses the gamepad as well as the gamer controller, because when you're playing multiplayer, I found out that what it is you're versus the King of the Zombies.
Yeah.
You can play the King of the Zombies, and it's like you're purchasing zombie waves and sending them out trying to kill people, while your friend is playing the survivors trying to take on these hordes. And they say in the manual, don't use the gamepad if you're playing the survivor, just use the pro controller, because you're not going to need a lot of the functionality, because you're not going to be, I think you, if you loot stuff, it's just giving you crap you need. You're not going to be digging through backpacks or scanning, so just use the regular controller, so it's a lot easier. And whoever's playing the King of the Undead should use the gamepad, so they can use that to orchestrate and do everything. And I thought, that's awesome. That reminds me of some of the shit they showed during the Wii unveil, where they're talking about, some of the racing games, or where you have one person who's kind of the master controller, who's setting up all the stuff.
If you ever play Luigi's Mansion with me sometime, I'll
exactly, show you. Yeah, with the ghosts, where you can play the ghost. And I was like, it's not just something they're giving you in the bundle that's just going to sit on your shelf, you're not going to use it. They actually say, here's ways to use it, and it makes it easier. And I was like, that's pretty cool. I really like the response on the gamepad. It's very responsive. It's very easy to use. It doesn't really mess up if you're lazily typing. It actually works very well. They give you a stylus, which is very responsive as well. And they also implement that into stuff. Like, I was playing Yoshi's Race thing in Nintendo Land. And that one's actually kind of a cool game, because inside Nintendo Land, you have all those extra games and you can play them. They implement different parts. I was playing the Ninja Star game.
Yeah.
Which was actually pretty fucking fun. But, I was playing the Yoshi's Race one, and what it is they show you on your gamepad this playing field with fruit and stuff and things you need to grab. And up on the TV, all you see is Yoshi and where he needs to get to. You don't see the fruit, and you have to draw a path on the gamepad using your spatial reference and everything to draw a path to go and get everything and get to the door. And I was like, this is actually pretty cool, and it gets a little challenging after a while, because you have to really pay attention to just the gradient changes in the background, and sometimes we'll throw clouds going over. You can kind of use, okay, there's a cloud touching the edge of the mushroom, we need to grab, boom, okay, I know I need to go there. And so it's a thing of skill, and you have to make sure there's not too long of a distance between grabbing things, because grabbing things refuels your movement bar. So if you move around too much, you'll run out of steam and you just don't finish the level. And it's pretty cool, but I'm really impressed with it so far.
It's not bad.
I can use it to control my TV and my Dish Network stuff. You know, I can use it to sit there and they have that entire, the Wii TV?
Yeah.
And I can sit there and pull that up, and it asks me, who's your provider? You hit that. It asks you what bundle you have. You select that. And then it asks you what your preferences are. Like, it runs through a whole list of movies, TV shows, all kinds of stuff, and you select and channels and asks you what your favorites are. You do that. And what it does is it tailor makes this experience where it tells you when your favorite shows are on. Like right now, it'll tell you what's on right now. If you find something like a movie, you're like, oh, there's a movie I like. You click on it, you find out it's only got 30 minutes left. It gives you the option to watch on Netflix if it's there or whatever, and you just hit that and it'll open automatically. Nice. And the cool thing is when you select it, it'll change the channel for you automatically to that channel. They have DVR controls in there, but it says DVR function coming soon.
That's pretty bad.
So you're going to be able to control your DVR. And what's cool is when you hit the TV remote control on it, this little side panel whips up that's like a rotary dial.
Yeah.
And as you turn it, you'll see numbers for entering in your own channels, but as you turn it, you see all your channels that you favorited on that wheel, so you can just jump right to them.
Oh, that's really badass.
Yeah, and I was like, this is really amazing, and it works with just about any TV that's, was it IR pretty much?
Yeah.
Any universal remote controlled television, as well as, I think it also works with anything that requires a universal remote, so you can probably hook it up to your DVD player,
yeah,
Blu-ray player, anything like that. And I was like, this
it didn't work with the receiver though, did it?
No, it works with my receiver. I can sit there. It works with my Dish Network receiver. I just
type
in.
That's badass up there.
It'll change the channel on my TV to go to that channel and everything.
Yeah.
I haven't played with that part of it.
You should. I was actually, it's cool because when you pull up a TV show, it tells you what episode it is, gives you a bio about it, tells you if it's available on Hulu. If you want to watch it live, you can click it and watch it live on TV, or you can get it on Hulu. If it's on Netflix, you can watch it there if you already have a membership. And I was like, this is really fun.
Is it at one for Amazon Prime? There's a movie on it.
I think actually if you're a member of Amazon, when it logs you in, it'll count you as your Prime, so that way you can watch it instantly.
That's really cool.
I was really blown away. I was like, they put a lot of thought into how this was put together and how it worked and how it was implemented. And I was like, I'm actually when he and I went to GameStop to purchase it, I said, this is the last chance that Nintendo has to win me over again since the GameCube. Because your GameCube was epic. I love the GameCube.
Yeah, we kind of lost me.
Yeah, and I was like, $420 fucking. This is the last time. So I bought it. I have not regretted a goddamn thing. I enjoyed the shit out. I only got one fucking game. I don't get. There's so. I only watch Netflix on that now because it's a larger library, and I enjoy the idea that if I'm just like really lazy, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, I need to poop. I can just hit the button and go off into the bathroom. I'm
never using a Wii control.
I'm joking. I haven't used it in the bathroom.
See that?
But I have taken it to the kitchen with me to get water. Yeah. And I was like, this is getting really good. I don't want to stop. So I hit the button and just carry it with me. I'm like,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
The reason good.
That is awesome.
I found out.
My wife would hate me for that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'd literally go into the bathroom for an hour.
Yeah.
What are you doing in there? I got pee.
But think
it's
of the
a good part.
Think of the applications. You're laying in bed. Your wife wants to watch Conan O'Brien. You want to finish watching Battlestar Galactica. You just pull it up on there. Because you don't even... The best thing is it's not HDMI. It's not one of the things where the HDMI actually has to be active on the TV to turn on, like Xbox is.
Nice.
It'll wait at the loading screen. This one, you just hit the power button. It turns on and just waits for you on the login screen. So you can actually just turn on the gamepad and never even switch the TV over and be able to access your Netflix, find what you want to watch, sit there with headphones in while you're watching Battlestar Galactica and they're watching Conan O'Brien. So, or even if they just don't want the TV on because they're trying to sleep, this screen's not very bright. You can just sit there and watch it, you know, or do whatever you want. I was actually pretty impressed. Now, if they built Kindle function into it, fuck. Yeah, buy Amazon. I'm sure there probably actually already is. I haven't even looked.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So there's probably a Kindle function for Amazon stuff. So I'm impressed with it. I really am.
So what I'm hearing is the gaming universe finally gave us something with a touchscreen as responsive as a smartphone.
Oh,
as a tablet.
It's better than my smartphone.
Yeah. It's about on par.
I told you when you bought that thing, it was old already.
I made a new one as soon as we got.
I'm about to get a new one.
The only downfall with it is we didn't take a look, and we can't remember from the original specs if it's a Blu-ray disc thing, if they're using Blu-ray discs, but it doesn't read Blu-ray discs like movies. But if it has a Blu-ray reader for video games, then it's just a matter of an update to the...
Yeah, I think it's some kind of weird...
It'll be a patch somewhere down the road.
But that's only because of the CDs remind me of Blu-rays. I haven't really taken a look
at it. It's just like anything. They have that button. It's like coming soon. And you just have to wait for it to
Yeah, which they have with the DVR function. When you hit it, it just says DVR function coming soon.
Yeah.
But there's that. And then the other thing is the screen is not multi-touch responsive like they originally said it was going to be. Because it's just
single
people,
touch.
Yeah, they showed people playing checkers and stuff, and they were both touching it, and it doesn't work that way. It's single responsive, which, that's all right.
You don't need to have
that. And that's a software update more than anything.
Yeah, well, being able to pick up those two things. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, it's pretty solid. I've been enjoying it. I haven't had any problems with it. I had Wii TV freeze once, but I think that's because that show was that movie was ending, and it was going to remove it from the queue, and I was stuck on the screen at the time when I was fucking around with it when it was supposed to cycle it out, but they can fix that easily. So, but other than that, no problems, no game freezes, no nothing. I enjoyed the shit out of Zombie U.
It looked fun. Cool game. It really did.
I've had a lot of fun with it. I haven't played with everything, but like I said, I didn't really get into it until I got Monster Hunter. Yeah, so that's more my thing.
That's what I did during the week. I didn't play the game I bought. I just fucked around with it just to see what the system could do, because I expected it to be able to do quite a bit, and it didn't let me down. It can't.
Let's say some of the other things I did. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more epic, and we can maybe close
with this.
I've got everything. Oh, so I was telling Justin at work that my...
I will let you interrupt me this once.
I will. I will do so. Well, my brother and his wife, her mom passed away recently. But I was telling you, because I was upset because she was like 80 years old.
Oh, this is a good story.
Yeah. And she's a gamer. Like, she had, no lie, she played all the time the Legend of Zelda, the Ocarina of Time. Okay. And then when she died... You know, I didn't know she played.
Did she have, like, a Triforce on her casket? Because that's how I got
it. I know, right? but they ended up selling it to some game company in Seattle for, like, $250 because it's extremely hard to find now, apparently. Mm-hmm. But they packed it all up, and she was going to sell it. And I was like, hey, hold on. Wait a minute. What kind of games are we talking about? Yeah. And she's got, I don't know how to say, almost 100 games, I think, on the GameCube. So once they get all the stuff taken care of, she's going to... hand it over to me, and I'm gonna see what they have. And
nice,
dude.
I don't know what they got, but I'll be jamming out to the GameCube for a while.
Maybe they have Eternal Darkness.
If Twilight Princess is in there, I want to
play. I do believe Twilight Princess, because they had Ocarina and they had Ocarina of Time, and they had, I believe she said Twilight Princess too.
I want to play it again if you get it.
Yeah,
the Wii doesn't play GameCube games. The Wii U, The Wii does, but I still think that they will maybe put out an expansion dock that can read GameCube games.
I don't know what they're going to do with that, but...
Well, it's built into the Wii OS to be able to actually play them, and they have a separate OS that when you're on the mainstream for Wii U, it says Wii Menu.
Yeah.
You go to that, and it swaps OS over to the Wii system, so you can play Wii games.
That's cool.
And if that's the way it is, GameCube was built in to be read by that, so if they put out just a separate disk drive that was a reader for mini discs, you could play Wii games on it. Sorry, GameCube games. And if they do that, I'll buy Resident Evil Zero and Resident Evil 1 Remake if she has it. But I don't know if that's...
Well, I don't know what she has, but what I was going to say was as soon as they get to it, because she's got to go through a bunch of Star Wars and Marvel stuff. I was talking about that, but as soon as they get it, they're like, I'll bring it over. I don't know what she has. I just know she has a lot of games.
Buy the ladies' games.
Yeah, because what happens is she got into gaming because apparently my sister-in-law's brother had cystic fibrosis?
No, that's what
he got into games, and he got into, like, the Star Wars stuff, and he took all his Star Wars stuff out and played with it, because that's what made him happy.
Yeah.
But she got into playing games with him.
If he has an Imperial Walker, I'll buy it.
They have, like, I was talking about the records, and they have like, 3 Millennium Falcons. I don't know if it's original or whatever, but she's just putting everything together.
You were saying they had a Black Millennium
Falcon. They did. They had a Black Millennium Falcon. But that's how she got into playing games. And I was like, I felt so bad because she went to live with them for like 2 years before she got took by pancreatic cancer. But I was like, man, if I know she was a gamer, I'd have been kicked out of their house because I'd have been over there playing all the time with her. But yeah, as soon as I get that, I'll bring it over here and you can look at the games.
But, if they have an Imperial Walker or the Millennium Falcon, I will buy one of those because I remember Vintage had a Imperial Walker, the AT-AT, like $45.
Oh, well, now she did. I remember someone was over there. She did put together like 3 AT-ATs.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they ones with the guns that would move underneath? Would...
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
Yeah. Is that what they do?
Yeah, they would go back and forth. It was a motor. They would go back and forth. I used to have one as a kid. I've always wanted to get one to put on my book stand.
Nice.
Just this nice Imperial Walker, just pristine.
Well, I'm going to go over there next week on Family Sunday. I'll go over there and I'll take pictures of everything they have. So, next Monday when I come over, I'll have a whole bunch of pictures and show you everything that they got.
Yeah, an Imperial Walker and a Millennium, or an AT-AT, an AT, was it ATST?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And those two, I would definitely buy, because I love the Rebellion, but you know what? The Empire had much cooler toys.
Heck yeah, they did.
So, amen.
Yeah, even the Imperial Elevator with the Red Guards, I had that. I was like, this is the gayest toy to have, but I mean, there's no point to it. It's amazing. It's an elevator. You know, and there's just two Red Guards.
Heck yeah.
But an AT-AT and an AT-ST, I would buy those from you for like... like 70,
75. I had an AT-ST as a kid. I saved up my allowance for like 6 months.
Yeah. She's putting them all together, and once she gets stuff put back, then she puts them in boxes. Cause
nice.
Like I said, that's what they have to do, because she has to do it all, but then her two brothers, they have to split it three ways. I'm like, you're getting shafted on this deal, because you have to, she doesn't know anything about Star Wars, and she has to like use her phone, her iPhone, go through, say, okay, here's this toy, what all goes in.
I will give you a list of the stuff I'm looking for, and if you put those aside, I will pay a good price. So if she claims those and says, I have a buyer for these, I want them, fuck those, I will pay her a good price. Because I will buy a lot of the Imperial stuff for good prices for
sure.
Toys that have been taken out and play with, because I just need them for display pieces, like AT-AT, AT-ST, Millennium Falcon, maybe. I like the Smuggler's Bay and the Imperial I love it. I'd hide them all in there like they were killed. And Luke would walk around the show. No, sorry. Chewbacca would just be like, I killed him. You know? But I was a fucked up kid. And I had the Terran, which I love that too. But anyway, I love crashing the Millennium Falcon and the Terran. Yeah. But X-Wing and Y-Wing.
Okay.
Any of those really kind of weird off-branch. The ones that weren't really too...
I like the Y-Wing.
Yeah, those were awesome, dude. Yeah.
But yeah, I'll take pictures of the last one that they have. Then let you look at them. Because like I said, I was looking at them. And even though he played with like the Millennium Falcons, it's literally there's like... hardly anything.
Well, the figures are the biggest sellers, because people are looking for those. The shuttles and stuff, they sell for like, if they've been taken out and used, you know, like Boba Fett Slave Zero sells for a decent money because it's fucking Fett. You know, that's why. Yeah. But the Millennium Falcon can sell for a lot. The AT-AT is like 45 if it's been taken out. The AT-ST I think is like 35 or 20.
She was showing me this
one. The big money.
She was showing me one of the toys. I don't remember which one it was. Yeah. And he has like, no lie, like her brother was so OCD. Like, well, he has like the when like Episode 1 came out, they had the 7-Eleven cuts.
Oh yeah,
but all 12. But all 12. Yeah, all 12. I had to have all of them. But she has one that he has, and it's like nine of the same toy. And I was like, why did he buy nine of them? She goes, I was looking on here, and you take it out of the package, if it's all mint condition, which most of it is, like, it goes for $50. I'm like,
yeah. What? The figures are the big thing. Yeah. The figures that had little pieces that went with them, that, like Lando covers, if he's got his cape, it's a big thing. It's his cape snapped off. All their capes snapped off. They were just little tiny little open circs that snap around, and if they would come off and get lost or mix-matched, then that would depreciate the value, but... the figures and the collector's cases, which was Darth Vader, C-3PO, the cases that opened up that had little stickers.
She has Darth Vader.
You know how much that thing's worth?
I do not know.
Do you remember? It's like $100 to $300 just for the case.
Crazy. Yeah, she has Darth Vader, and I don't remember all the other ones. But yeah, I saw them because she has like three of them, the little heads. I'm like... that's amazing.
One of the best things you can do is what you do is you take that case and you see if you put the stickers on the inside of where everybody's supposed to go, put them in the right places and sell all three of them as a full collection, fully filled if you can. If you have a Rancor, I used to have one of those, he swallowed my Princess Leia because she could fit right down his throat. I was trying to get her out for years, and then finally one day I was like, oh, here's my Rancor. I was like, oh, she's still in there. I shook it and her foot came out. I was like, oh my god, finally. I yanked it out and her head came off. I was like, ah, you dick. And finally that came out. But yeah, the Rancor was one of my favorites.
It's like the tape machine in your car that eats the tape.
But the one that's really sought after, if it's in there, is the, what was it, like the 30 second size TIE fighter.
That's
about as big as the AT-AT.
Really?
With an injectable wing.
And that had
for the battle damage.
That had the middle module that would move around. So it's actually kind of like one of the gyrospheres that people get into. And it actually, it would move back and forth with the guns.
Yeah.
And those are basically, it was made as like almost like a perfect grade TIE fighter where it actually had, where you could see all the parts that would work and how it would work. Nice. And those and TIE bombers are pretty big.
Well, I didn't mean to start. I was happy about the games, but I'll bring them over and we'll look at them and see where it goes from there.
But any shuttles, tell her to take Claymon, because those, She should just sell them all. Is she going to sell them all herself?
Yeah, she has to, but they have to split it three ways.
Yeah. That's fine, yeah. Tell her, take pictures of those shuttles, man. Okay. Like the AT-AT, AT-ST, Y-Wings, X-Wings, all that, and I'll fucking look at them and talk about
them. Well, like I said, when I go over there, this will be published, so I'll just load up the Stitcher on my phone and
awesome.
And send and bookmark the time right now that I remember it, and then I'll just play it and we'll just look and I'll take pictures.
Yeah, just any carrier unit, man. I'm all about those. I wanted to buy that AT-AT from Vintage.
I know she has
some little 12-year-old shithead got there before me, I think.
Well, I know she has AT-ATs because we were there, and it's not the AT-AT, but the one that has the two legs.
That's
the
AT-ST.
Yeah, I was like, that's not an AT-AT, but that starts with an A, and she goes, yeah, I know it's not an AT-AT because I spent 4 hours last night putting together 4 AT-ATs. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. If she's got an AT-AT and it's got the side panel that opens up, I will buy it from her for like $45.50 what they were selling for.
Sure.
And the AT-ST, yeah, I'll buy that for like
$45. I saw 3 of the AT-STs.
Yeah. I only need one of each.
Okay. So definitely.
Maybe 2 AT-STs. Maybe 2.
Oh,
why do I can't? I'll take them. No, it's good. I'll take 2 AT-STs. To go on each side.
Okay.
Of
the yes. Yeah. Like I said, yes. I'll take the pictures. I'll take the pictures, and then and if it's up to your standards, then I'll just give you a phone number and you can call her.
Yeah, I'll work out a payment for that, man. I'll be like, I'll buy this for me, and then the next week I'll buy this for me. Yeah.
Good deal. All right, now you go. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
deck this format with Star Wars.
I'm gonna stop dragging that.
Justin's gonna get dumped because of nerddom. It's gonna be too nerdy for her.
So
if she likes Battlestar, it can't be all bad.
Yeah. So, I did beat a game.
Yes, you did. I'm ready for it. Wait, is it?
I beat Dark Souls.
Dark Souls! Yes!
Dark Souls!
Yes, I'm ready to hear this.
I know, I was so proud. I was like, it only took you like 2 years.
That's an achievement for beating it. That's the amazing part.
Was it 90 points?
Yeah, it was 90 points. Oh, I thought it was going to be something crazy like 3 points.
That haunts my dreams every night because I'm like, I need to beat this game. And I get up and it's all these new games and I'm playing them and I'm like, oh, I need this 90 achievement point because I would take a picture of my phone, be a new background. I'd show it to everybody, like, look at this.
Yeah, no, I went through all in one day. Saturday, I was like, I'm just gonna play game.
Oh, that's amazing.
I beat the centipede boss. I beat the fire demon. I beat
Artorias. The dragon.
I beat the dragon. I beat the
Carmeat.
I beat the dude in the depths, and I beat the last boss.
It's not Samus. It's
Samus.
No, it's
Samus is Metroid.
No. It wasn't his name. No. What? Manus. Manus.
Yeah.
Manus. That was it. No, I was trying to remember. And it was.
Yeah, you're talking about the guy in the depths.
Basically, yeah, the guy in the depths. The guy that was like, he's a two-hander. Watch.
Yeah.
And he sucks, man.
And then I beat the very last boss in Dark Souls.
Yeah.
God, that game!
Look at you becoming a
Dark
man.
Soul.
Look at you becoming a man.
I'm not gonna spoil the ending.
Yeah, I sat through like 3 or 4 boss fights with you. It was just nice.
I just got on a roll, and I was just like one.
Yeah, if you go on a roll, like I said, I mean, I didn't. I haven't done much on the game. I play it and I love it, but I take a lot of time because I'm looking at for every little thing, which that's a hindrance. You just need to go through it.
What I recommend to anybody is don't worry as much on your first playthrough if you get on a roll and you start beating stuff, because there is 3 new games. I mean, new game plus, new game plus plus, new game plus plus plus. I mean, you can get pretty damn hardcore.
And on top of that, when you get to the final boss fight, like I told you, you still had the DLC to finish. And I said, just go down there to the boss fight, because you can grind on those Dark Knights, the Black Knights, and they respawn. That's the best part about those particular ones.
Well, so I got a Black Knight. I got a Black Knight sword. I've been looking for this for like 55 hours.
It's hard. Yeah.
But I found a Black Knight sword.
You get the halberd, you just can't get the sword.
I got a Black Knight sword. I got a Black Knight greatsword and a halberd.
They'll drop like White Titan Knight, Black Titan Knight. They'll drop all the Titan Knight you're looking for, and you can just grind those fuckers.
On the DLC.
No. This is the main game. There's a strip of roads you have to go down, and there's there's 4 different Black Knights you have to take out that are, they range in what they are, the
Where's
types.
That at?
This is the road to the boss fight.
Oh, okay, I got you.
You go to the Lord Vessel, because you know that you're going to, if you hear about the Lord Vessel, and you got 4 particular souls to put in it, you can go ahead and go to the boss fight, and if you die, just go off and play the rest of the game then come back. It doesn't rope you in to just keep going after the boss. You have the freedom to do what you want.
I was
going to
say, just things about it that I really liked. I mean, the DLC is pretty substantial. I mean, there's about 10-15 hours of gameplay, depending on how much you just grind through it. Like, I got stuck on the Blind Knight, there's a knight that you run into. Your second boss fight in the DLC is the hardest boss fight I've ever done in the entire game. I'm not gonna lie.
He can actually be your third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was the hardest boss that I've ever done, period, because I went up against the dragon, two-shotted him.
Yeah.
I went against the very end guy in the game just to see it. Ended my first fight and then was able to go in on my second run and pick the last guy?
Yeah.
I beat the last guy in the second run. I beat the Fire Dragon in the first run. I beat the Salamander Demon in the first run.
It's not that it's easy.
You were on
it. It's not that it's easy.
He was just on a roll.
I was just in the zone. Yeah. When you get in the zone, Dark Souls.
It upsets me whenever you watch the things on YouTube, like you're just saying, okay, I need to find out where this thing is at. Because, you know, they have
those people. And I also beat that fucking Tree Demon. So that's like seven bosses.
And there's the one that always makes me upset is that there's a set of weapons that are like two sticks and they glow.
Yeah.
And it makes me mad these guys do it. And it's like, I know they probably played for forever to make it look so easy.
Yeah.
And they have the big guy and he's all like, and the guy's dead. I'm like, that never happens.
Wait until you beat the game and you start your second playthrough. You'll feel that way, trust me. Yeah. Just make sure that you pick up what the main guy drops.
Well, and you know, it's funny because I went through and I was like, all right, New Game Plus just started.
Yeah.
And it just starts you off right at the beginning. Yeah. And I was like, all right, just two-hand in my halberd.
There's no start screen. As soon as the credits finish, intro cinematic, boom.
Nice.
And so I jump right into it, and then I jump right into the freaking Snuffleupagus, and he, like, instead of just running and hooking a left and getting the heck out of the room, I was like, screw it, send a stick my two-hander.
Heck yeah.
Dude, three hits.
You're a badass at the beginning. 50% of the way through, you start getting your ass handed to you.
Oh, I'm hitting with the two-handed halberd at, like, +5, plus the strength that I have on that character is, like, 890 damage per hit. So it's like, I took that demon down on like 3 bitch slaps. I was like, what?
You're dead. Have a good day.
Yeah, and I just got out of there. And I was like, man, I'm going to have to just.
Now
like,
I'm the loser of the group because I haven't beat it yet.
Did you grab the DLC for it?
I've got the DLC.
One thing with the DLC, now he's talking about the Blind Knight.
Yeah.
He says it's your second. As I said, it can also be your third depending on how you play it. The only suggestion I'll give you is this: when you get there, don't go down into the ravine where the wolves are.
Mm-hmm.
Just
take that a bit of advice.
Yeah,
be a lot
don't do the ravine.
Just you'll come up to an area and there's this giant kind of like coliseum looking place, and there's a dude across the bridge so there you can buy shit. And there's a way to go down to a ravine where there's some wolves that leads to a waterfall. Yeah. Don't go there. Go into the coliseum, fight this guy. It's a pain in the ass battle, but beat him up. Go upstairs, talk to this dude, do your thing. Move forward into Ulaseel Township, run through all that, and then come back and make sure you talk to the guy. After you talk to the guy from the tower, then go down into the ravine, get your ass kicked, and then go back and talk to him.
I was
going to
say one thing that's really cool about the DLC, like, just like the main game, like, it's like an onion. You just kind of keep going through layers. You got all sorts of little shortcuts everywhere which way. And you go into the city of Ulaseel, and at the very top, you start off basically on the rooftops of the city, and you kind of go down into the depths and down.
It's kind of like a New Londo. You start at the top and go down.
If you think the ghosts are creepy in New Londo Ruins, which creeped my shit the first time they did, those real freaking long arms with the sickles, that was creepy when I first ran into it. I was like, screw this, I'm faking it until the end.
Yeah.
Describe the scene.
Well, shit, that's 8 bosses, because I beat 4 kings, too.
Yeah.
So first time.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Imagine, have you been to was it the Tomb of the Giants?
No.
Okay.
God, Tomb of the Giants is my most hated area.
Okay. There's 2 places in the game where you're in total pitch black and you have to use a lantern. Tomb of the Giants, which you'll just see 2 glowing eyes, and when you pull the lantern up, it's a gigantic skeleton boss with a huge like bone hammer.
Well, it's not even a boss; they just suck.
Yeah, there's multiples of them. But
there's some of them that are like big dogs.
Do you have to have the holy to beat them?
No.
These
guys you can just keep killing and they'll finally.
Yeah, but getting down there through the catacombs, you need to have that.
But there's another area which is the Ulaseel Township when you get into the abyss.
Yeah.
You go down there. And you're walking in complete darkness. You're hugging the side of this cliff, and you're going down. You can't see anything. You just start to see these weird things glowing down with these 2 like sets of eyes. You know, there's like starts off with a set of eyes. You're like, what's that? You keep getting further down. There's 3, 4, 5. Next thing you know, there's 20 of them. There's 20 of them, and all they are is these floating black masses of what used to be humans. There's little ones and big ones, and they just start coming towards you. And if they touch you, they suck your life out. And when you hit them, if you get too close, when you hit them, they'll suck your life out. Like, but they're just floating. They're just floating, coming at you. They're like hollows.
They're creepy as hell. Like, that for
especially
in
the dark.
Can we kill them?
Yeah, you can kill them. You can kill them normally just by hitting them.
Good.
It's just creepy because.
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna say that's creepy as hell.
There are 30 of them probably.
And in that one area, I was just like, screw it, I'm gonna be cheap. I'm pulling out my bow. I'm just gonna start whittling them down.
If you get the dude down there in the what is that place called? The one that has the little mosquitoes that will shoot poison.
Blighttown.
Blighttown. You got to use that bow or the soul arrow, but that weighs too much.
Blighttown.
Tell you what, Blighttown is horrible.
I'm not a big fan.
Well, it's horrible on frame rate until you fix it with the patch for the PC. Even on Xbox, the frame rate on it sucks bad because you turn to see the big grand and you just be. Smooth out. You're like, okay, I'm staring at a wall.
I'm not gonna look at. I'm not gonna look at the sky. Yeah. Don't look at the sky. Yeah,
just look down and hit anything that
comes near. Well, congratulations.
Look for the feet.
On beating the game, though, that's a good accomplishment.
That was probably my proudest day in gaming in a long time.
As you should be.
And I helped him a lot.
look at you. You had a hand in it.
Yeah, I was like, just go there. Oh, I'm so proud.
You're like, don't argue with me.
No, I was just happy. I actually sat in your room for like 2 hours because I was like, I'm going to watch you beat this game.
Heck yeah.
I want to see you beat it. What?
Did you feel like the dad following his kid to school?
I felt like the creepy
day?
Uncle who took the nephew out to learn how to play baseball as well as, you know, be a good receiver. Be a wide end.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but we know Dustin doesn't need any training in receiving.
That's the best thing. Yeah, I don't have, I just let him go.
It's like letting a special needs kid run free.
Yeah, fucking him in the ass is like playing paddle ball.
Just get on the mitts.
He just
put on the mask.
Back.
Get on my leathers.
It's like he's on a rubber band. It's
epic leather.
Put on the mask and just go.
Every time I give, he gives back. So I push and I feel him push.
Jesus.
That's Christ. When you know they're into it.
Oh my gosh. That's dirty in all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
All right, so we're segueing into something now.
Dark Souls.
I think we've talked about everything that we can talk about.
Yeah, I think we're on to it. I need to pee.
I gotta do something else.
Crazy. Yeah. All right, so with that, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Break time.
And we're back. So that was longish break.
A lot of peeing.
A lot of peeing. It's
European.
Man, this lady came to the door and she was trying to steal herself. I was like, no.
What
no.
apartment were you at?
I don't know. I may have been in the bathroom imagining this.
The apartment in my mind.
Apartment 2B.
It's like I have to fill my spank bank with some kind of fantasy.
It's true.
So I'm going to go ahead and move this along.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. So we were talking a lot of Dark Souls. Mm. And intentionally, I didn't tell you this before the show started, because I had some Dark Souls news.
Dark Souls 2 news.
Oh. Dark Souls 2 news. And I showed you guys the new trailer.
Oh, man.
Epically badass.
I can't... Do we know when it's...
Probably it's in development, late this year, early next year.
And we talked about that with maybe them doing the Watchdog formula, which is released on New Gen, and then maybe it'll trickle down.
Well, I got some news on that. It's not going to be on New Gen.
It's not.
No, but they're going to start building it on PC first.
Awesome.
Oh. And then it'll trickle down to PS3 and Xbox 360.
We'll have to get a Steam account now.
That makes me happy. So that means that it's not going to be a port.
They're going to port it to consoles.
So if they're doing it on PC, that means it's probably going to be 1080p native, rather than being something that they just kind of, you know, when they brought over, it wasn't, you know.
Well, the video footage I gave you was actually taken from a demo they were doing at some tech convention. And they were running it at the tech convention on PCs.
Nice.
So it wasn't running on a console. And
it looked good.
One of the things that they said right off the bat is the game runs on a good PC at 60 FPS.
Nice.
So they said they're going to try... The biggest thing they're focusing on is frame rate, because that was the biggest issue of the last game. Mm-hmm. They said on console they're shooting for 30 FPS, which is still very playable.
Yeah, but...
And they're trying to lock it... they're trying to lock it at 30 on console. That was the biggest thing there. And what I did is I looked through a lot of different forums, and NeoGAF's a good one for tech stuff. And through digging through NeoGAF, there was a guy that posted, and again, this is
user posting stuff, but I guess translated from a series of Japanese magazines that were doing some Q&A with the people that make the game.
From Software.
Yeah, From Software. And what they did is they had some problems with the gaming engine the first time around because it was a really dated engine, and they've had that game in development for like 4 or 5 years.
Yep.
So you look at Demon's Souls, I don't know if you guys have ever played it, but Demon's Souls, compared to Dark Souls, looks dated. And it's basically the same engine with some up-res graphics. And originally, the graphics for Dark Souls, if you don't use the patch that up-reses it, all that stuff is below HD. Like, you're talking like 1280 by 768 kind of graphics, which is barely 720p. Mm. So, I mean, it's just like they're making some big advances with it. And I guess they, instead of using the game engine, they're taking a brand new engine and they're going to completely revamp that stuff. And we saw it with the lighting and things like that.
Well, also the physics when he goes by the lamp and he hits it with the shoulder and it starts swinging.
That was amazing.
Very well, and the lighting changed with it. And it's almost like when Deus Ex Invisible War came out. And you're just like, oh my god, if you knock the lamp over, the whole room looks... It's kind of like... Okay, that was cool.
That is in a lot of modern games. They're just basically modernizing it, but
this looks good.
It looks really good.
It looks great.
So looking at some of the gameplay stuff, I was like, yeah, that's getting really close to Witcher territory.
Yeah.
And not that it ever really, I mean, it looks great to begin with, but just looking at that resolution, it was like, that's pretty sharp.
Yeah. And
a lot of harpies.
And the territories they showed in it when he was walking around looked pretty big too. Like, they had that one where he's on the side of the cliff looking down the planks he's walking on. And you can see all the way down to the sea below. And you can kind of see what's off to the side. It's just a big expanse of ocean and seaside.
So the crazy thing is they're not developing it for next-gen consoles, though.
I'm fine with that because I'm going to buy it on PC.
Well, I am too. But I think that's a weird choice.
It's a weird choice. But
like they're probably thinking about it this way. If you think about it, next-gen consoles will come out this Christmas. And if you think... Mm-hmm. With like the Wii U, it came out at Christmas and it had like what 20 titles, and one hardcore title, Zombie U, just meaning hardcore meaning like old school gamer kind of title. It might not be the best investment for them to jump straight to that. They might jump to a broader audience base with that. And like I said, if you want the true Dark Souls experience, you might go with the PC and a gamepad.
And just do
it that way because it's not like monitors won't take care of it.
Well, and if you look at a lot of the projected future releases for the end of the year, a lot of developers are swinging that way right now.
I think it's also they've started work on these games and to turn around and start gearing it towards next gen.
Yeah. Especially when Microsoft and PlayStation still haven't fully released exactly what they're doing yet.
The 21st of May is when they're going to do the announcement.
Yeah.
They're going to do an unveil, if you're looking at an October or November release for a game, or even Christmas,
that's extreme short notice. Yeah,
well, but these developers, though, have had this, basically the alpha software for this, the alpha build for it, you know, on some high-end rig. Yeah.
They've had the builder kit.
You know, the dev kits for it. Because, I mean, there's been people making... I'm sure that new Killzone has been in development for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. See, I always have conversations with people about that. Like, I was talking about the PlayStation, the new one. I was like, well, you know, they've had the dev kits and people are working on them. And somebody goes like, well, why don't the developers just take a picture of what it is and put it out? And I said, that's not anything that it looks like because developer kits are actually PCs that just have the components built into
them. Yeah, it's just spec for spec.
Not the actual finished product. And I think some people who aren't familiar with it don't understand that. They think that they're sending them a brand new PlayStation 4 that they can hook up and start. No, it's not like that. It's not like in Grandma's Boy, where he's sitting there on the Xbox making his game.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that.
You do it on a PC with a component similar to what the Xbox is built into it. And Grandma's Boy got that wrong. But either way.
It's a great movie, by the way.
You know, great movie, but they got that wrong.
You know what's crazy is after talking to some devs.
Brainasium.
Like, I'm not going to quote what game he works on, but he works on a pretty big game. There are certain things that he says that he said in confidence. But one of the things he said that he hated about that is like, game development is nothing like that. He said, like, it's brutal, hard work with a huge-ass team. And he's like, it's not... There's nothing I'm building in my basement. And he's like, I don't have any time for that.
Yeah. I think that building a basement, other than when it comes to some of these indie people...
Yeah.
That's still around. But, you know, building your basement and making a game that would come out on Nintendo or Sega went bye-bye with, you know, the old-school 8-bit and 32-bit.
Like, there's still some indie games coming out. Like, some, like the... I can't remember the name of that game. There's a game coming out that's that looks like it's done in the style like Snow White, kind of Disney. I'm trying to remember what the hell it's called. I have it pre-ordered, or I've had it on. It's part of a Kickstarter project. But anyways, long story short, two of the guys that were there from BioWare, and it's like four people that are doing it.
Yeah.
But anyways, getting back to Dark Souls. So Dark Souls making use of motion capture for a lot of the animations, so the animations are supposed to look a lot better.
Nice.
Which will be pretty cool.
Because they look good in Dark Souls, but to see what they do now will be interesting. So.
Yep.
So that'll be kind of neat, but yeah, that won't be out for a while. So anyways, I want to kind of move on from that. Who else has got some news?
Got me.
Earl? You didn't have any news? Jason, you had something to
do. I know Jason was going to be here, so I know he'd have something.
Got the excellent, great, crappy news that there will be no more DLC for Skyrim.
Yeah.
Oh, it's yeah, done. That's right.
Developers have moved on.
Well, they said they pulled them off for more, that they moved them to more...
It's probably Elder Scrolls Online.
Well, they've been already working on it. They have their own team, so I don't know if
they
would do that.
They wouldn't specify what game. They just said there was another project moving from pre-production into main phases that they needed all hands on deck for.
I don't think it's Elder Scrolls Online.
But you don't need to have another DLC for Skyrim. Just let it be what it is. If you're going to make another thing...
If it's Elder Scrolls 6, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
It's about time. It's all
but still, Skyrim's my baby.
Yeah, Skyrim's
good. Skyrim's my baby.
So you should do the PC, man. People keep modding and adding quests and making new stuff on that. So it's never...
There's some really great mods on the PC.
Yeah. We could have a two-hour-long discussion about that. But but they make... Yeah, you can make your own quests and make your own things. And so there's a lot of user-generated ones you can grab that are really good. Like, they mixed Portal in with Skyrim. Yeah. The space sphere.
I heard about that.
I grabbed it and I went and made this. You can make a helmet out of the space sphere. And you can do that. I think you can make a weapon too if you want. But they have that one and a whole bunch of extra missions. They actually make new dragons. They make undead dragons. They actually made some guy made a dragon that was huge compared to the normal ones. I think it's undead too and it sucks. It's a big motherfucker and it's hard to kill. So.
No, that was my big piece of news that happened this morning that I pulled out.
Yeah, I didn't find a whole lot in the way of news. I trolled through a bunch of stuff, and I wanted to bring the Dark Souls thing just because, yeah, we talk about Dark Souls on this cast. It seems like a little more than I thought we would. One of the other games, though, that I found that was coming out that looked kind of interesting is there's a game on Xbox Live coming out called State of Decay. That could or could not be good, but it looked like a zombie survival game that incorporated driving and things like that.
Yeah, like Grand Theft Auto, just on a smaller scale.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird. Like, I mean, we've played a lot of zombie games now in the last few years. Left 4 Dead being probably one of the best ones.
A lot of shitty ones. And
I mean, Dead Island was good.
Dead Island was great.
What's another?
Walking Dead, Telltale.
Yeah, Telltale was good. Yeah.
Walking Dead Survival Instinct. It's got ups and downs.
It's passable.
It's passable, but they could have done a lot more. Oh man, fucking Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare.
Undead Nightmare is amazingly
great
good.
Great game, yeah.
So, but honestly, there's not a whole lot of other things that I've seen that I really wanted to get down to.
Other than that, the only other thing I saw on the rumor mill was DA3 will be coming out around the same time as Dark Souls 2, so we'll have a new Dragon Age.
Oh. Nice. I wish I could have... You should have told me that before and I would pull up some more info on it.
When it comes to Dragon's Age, like I've always said, is that I've heard that they said they were going to address the main things I didn't like, which was, one, the cookie-cutter dungeons. Yep. They were all the fucking same dungeon, just, this door's blocked, you have to go through here. But it all led to the same place. And you're just like, the game is so awesome that it seems like they could have... I want a more open environment. Like, the town is fucking amazing. Like, the city is fun as hell to run around in. But it still feels small. Like they could have made it larger. I want to see something big. Like, take Skyrim style.
Well, it's supposed to be coming out around the same time that Witcher 3 is coming out, too.
Yeah.
So, late this year is what they're saying right now.
Yeah. Dark Souls 2, Witcher 3, DA3, all targeted around the same area.
That'd be a great Christmas titles. And that would... Dark Souls 2 would be my number one pick out of all of them, just because I need another 100.
That might be. That hours. So, I don't know. If Dragon Age 3 is really good, that would make that and Dark Souls.
Here's the thing. If they all get released at the same time, I've already told my wife the big purchase I'm getting is Dark Souls 2.
Yeah, because that game will swallow up so much time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, it'd just be amazing though. But you know, Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
But I don't know if they would really try and compete with it. They'd probably just mix it up between months. Yeah, you know, because I mean, you take Dragon Age 3, a very founded establishment that people love. It's BioWare against fucking Dark Souls 2, who's trying to target as much audience as they can get.
Well, and you know, I read something else about that. And I just need, now that you brought more audiences, they said that they're going to be doing some tuning of the game to make it more accessible.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that means it's going to be easier or not, but they said that the level design is set to kill you more than it has before, so more puzzles and
good
environment and things like that.
What I can see them doing is if they nerf it a bit, like they talked about doing with Dark Souls anyways, because they talked about releasing an easy mode, which is just an option. It's for people who bitched. It's an option for people who aren't really hardcore gamers, but I don't see them making that the main drive. I see that as being an option. Kind of like Mass Effect has easy mode, normal mode, expert, and then insanity. I play it on insanity every fucking time. The only game like that I don't play on sanity, Elder Scrolls, because you will fucking get your ass handed to you by casters 24/7.
It just doesn't really make it harder. Just upscales all the combat.
The damage is fucking.
Here's my thing. I'm not a hardcore gamer by any means, but
well, you're up to the Ornstein fight. And
I am.
You're not doing bad.
But no. But my thing is this. That's what made me fall in love with Dark Souls was that concept.
That constant, you know, I'm gonna kick you in the balls while I just
fuck
your mom in front of you. Kind of
exactly.
Thing.
I'm like, look, I know this is gonna happen, and that's what makes the
Dark Souls is that guy who dates your mom, and when he comes out of the bedroom where you're trying to watch cartoons and cereal, he goes like, hey, how's this smell? And wipes his fucking finger under your nose.
Like, but oh, that's my mom, dude.
But I don't
that's
like that.
No, that's what it does to you. You get so mad you're like, fuck you, game.
I could tell Justin I've only rage quit 3 times on that game.
I rage quit more than that.
Dude, I almost didn't finish Dark Souls because of rage quit.
Yeah, controller die. I'm like, oh, fuck! So I started using, that's another reason I just started using nothing but corded controllers. I get tired of that. But you know, I don't see them making that the main focus. I see them adding it in as a, oh, hey, you know, we're going to have it be twice as hard, but for you pussies, here's a fucking
easy. If you go easy mode, they need to make achievements that just mock and ridicule you.
They give you like 1 point for beating the game. That's
just
it.
Ridicule and mock. That's the whole thing.
That's it. They give you 4 points for finishing. They give you 1 point for starting.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
Redbubble, amazing.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't see From Software wanting to compete. So hardcore against it.
Oh, that's nice.
You bet. I
don't see Dark Souls From Software wanting to compete against something like Dragon's Age, especially since they want to hit that larger audience.
Yeah.
So they're not going to release it. I don't see them releasing it against another big title that people are looking for. I see them putting it out in between, maybe a month.
No, by the same time frame, I mean within 3 months
with
of each other.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
all of them will be out.
One here, one
you
there,
know,
one there.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody's going to say, like, you know, well, Dark Souls is a very Christmassy game, so I can see it coming out in, like, September. You know, here, boom.
Right.
But I don't see it coming out that early. It's probably going to be more like, you know, January or maybe even December, just for the fun of it. So that's me hoping it'll be here that soon, because I would love it. What's that one?
It says Jolly Cooperation. Shows one of the Sunbrew and the Knight.
That is one thing I do kind of want is for the multiplayer to make it easier to get your friends in.
There's a patch for that, so if you want to play with me on PC,
that
we can just basically network together and jump in.
That's cool. By the time I'm up for the next one. For the first one, for this one I don't care. But I mean, for the next one with a whole new story, since it's going to be harder, I want epic bosses. I want fighting Galactus kind of thing. You know,
And I'm with you. I want them to make it so that it's easier for people to jump in and
my
help you out.
My specific person I want,
Well, I just want people to experience it. I mean, once you've gotten into it and you've gotten the mechanics down for how that works, that game will consume you. I mean, it's entertaining.
For like a month straight, I would come home from work and that's what I would play. And it was mainly 15 days of me grinding in Anor Londo and maybe 10 days of actually just doing stuff. You know, so it was a lot more grinding than anything. Because I got stuck on the Orange Team.
You know, the other game that's fairly hard sometimes that could come close would be The Witcher 2 or Witcher 3.
Yep.
I think if like there, if you play Witcher 2 on a hard mode, it is pretty damn hard. And a lot of it's based on just learning how to do your pots and parries and things like that, kind of like Dark Souls. Like, it's not a button-mashing game. And I think that's the thing that I like.
It's like you play Skyrim,
and I love Skyrim, but, like, there isn't as much involved in the combat as there is with Dark Souls. Another game, though, that's coming out really soon is Dark Arisen for Dragon's Dogma. And if you've played Dragon's Dogma and you've gotten into the combat on that is solid as shit. It's got the most convoluted story in the fucking world, but that combat system is just spot on.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
So, but, yeah, in the way of gaming news, I don't have a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything. I did see an article about Witcher 3 today, but I was so wrapped up in meetings I did not get a chance to do shit about it. I think it was just talking about what to expect, which we've already seen, and I think it showed a screenshot. That was it. So.
Yeah.
It was a cool-looking screenshot. So.
Oh. You had something else, Jason.
Splinter Cell, new video's out. Looks
Blacklist,
like...
Blacklist, or whatever it's
called. For Blacklist, yep. Looking like they're going to speed up the stealth a little bit so you don't feel like you're crawling through the whole game.
See,
I'm psyched about that.
I'm a mega Splinter Cell fan. I've played every Splinter Cell game since Splinter Cell 1, Pandora Tomorrow, Chaos
Theory.
Want to. Yeah, I own them. I played all of them. And I've always loved the Sam Fisher stories. Splinter Cell's my thing. Conviction was kind of... it was all right. It was really short.
Conviction was short. It was also...
It was short.
But a lot of the the ways they tried to change the combat, I love the execute system.
Yeah.
But the rest of the combat in it, I don't know, it felt clunkier than past titles. It just...
For me, it was like, Splinter Cell was always Hitman with a bigger, like, you're a Hitman with a bigger budget. That's what you were, because you have the U.S. government behind you without them knowing. And the story was always awesome, and when they started going into, like, Sam Fisher's daughter... You know, when she gets kidnapped, and then they got the double agent, which was fantastic, where you kill your own fucking best friend slash mentor. You know, you're just like, oh my god, that's epic. And the previews for it made out like you had gone rogue, and then you finally play, and you find out you're a double agent, and he wanted you to do this, and you're just like, oh, this is fantastic. And then this Blacklist, I'm watching, I'm like, he looks younger. He looks way younger in all the E3 stuff I watched. And I was like, is this a prequel? Because I didn't do too much research.
They changed voice actors.
Yeah, which is another piss off.
So they softened Sam up, but really in the video, you really kind of hear Sam along with the softer skin, I guess you could say. He really... As iconic as the original voice was.
I don't know who played him, but it sounded almost like Michael Ironside.
Right.
It sounded just like...
It seems like it fits the face a little bit more.
I don't know.
You know,
I thought it fit him in the originals. And by the time they got to Conviction, my favorite thing was that Sam was getting scruffy and gray, and he was just this old guy who was really good at killing people or sneaking around. And I kind of liked it. He was just like, he was tired of shit. And he's just like, oh, fuck it. You know, just like, I'm just going to throw this sticky cam out and gas every motherfucker in here. And I enjoyed the, because I mean, I've been playing it since they came out. So you kind of have that, I've been through all this crap with Sam Fisher.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, I just don't like the change. You
but
know?
Now but he's the big boss.
Yeah, but people can say the same thing about Tomb Raider, where they're like, I don't like that they changed Lara Croft. So I have to give them, I like the change. So I think it's a matter of how in depth you are with the Splinter Cell games.
Well, not only that, you know, I'll give it more of a try. I definitely see where they're trying to go with the change, with trying to get a movie. They've been trying to get a movie going for years.
Yeah. It's just MI came out, and it's so similar to what they were doing.
My feeling is they're kind of softening Sam up to make him fit more actors.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's kind of like what they did with Silent Hill 4 when that one came out, and they were talking about in the movie, and they took Silent Hill to this more... They got this good-looking guy who looks like Tom Cruise. The main character in Silent Hill 4 looks like Tom Cruise. And you're like, this doesn't seem like the normal I'm at the end of my rope in life and I'm dead inside character that you would normally play in Silent Hill. And yeah. It's like, oh, this must be because they're wanting to do the movie. And of course, that's kind of why they were wanting to make people more familiar with the franchise by making it more accessible. And I was like, ah, whatever. But it's one of those things where if they do anything, I would like them to bring Amon Tobin back to do the soundtrack for Splinter Cell. Because he did Chaos Theory.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That shit rocked. Whenever you set guards off, that shit, you're just like,
oh. Chaos Theory was the best soundtrack of all of them.
Yeah, they have that cool bass. One, there's
the
loose bass string, and you just fucking tighten up and go down. Great fucking music, and it really got you into it. And I got that fucking album on digital from Amazon about 6 months ago. I was on there spending money and I was like, they have the Splinter Cell soundtrack from Chaos here. I'll buy that. It's fucking Amon Tobin. It's good shit. And they even released an album for it that was actually pretty well carried, that was Amon Tobin Splinter Cell. So, great game. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
So, Jason, did you have anything else?
Nah, nothing else I saw really pinged the radar.
Okay, that's fine. Let's say, Trent, you said you didn't really have anything else.
No, I've been too busy. Life.
I feel you. Well,
sex and death.
So we asked a question last week. We didn't get a lot of responses. Also, a lot of people don't know we're recording on Monday still. Mm-hmm. That's okay. We'll get more responses as we go around. People. Say, Mackie from No Quarter said, I wanted to email, but I don't want to spoil stuff when we eventually do a very special episode of No Quarters. So that's all right, Mackie. We'll forgive you this once. Jason says, Bioshock, Demon's Souls, Dark Souls. The question was, what are your top five games of this console generation?
Okay, yeah.
Jason said, Bioshock, Demon's Souls, Dark Souls, Borderlands, and Tokyo Jungle. With honorable mentions going to Fallout, Red Dead, Dragon Age, Mass Effect, and Skyrim, because you guys are sadistic assets for winning to five choices. Also have a copy of Darksiders 2 I brought the week of release, unopened, waiting to be given away.
Oh, yeah, we still need to do that, yeah. We're horrible with organizing our contests.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, we can use... We'll talk about it off the air, but just remind me to remind you about giveaways. Yeah, I know a trick.
Well, actually, I was going to bring that to light. So we got some emails about, you know, who we were going to pick.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going back and forth with Nimp. And long story short, he said, I decided to give my vote to Earl. I figured anyone that puts Parasite Eve as one of the top five is an okay guy. Mm-hmm. Also, whatever happened to the Cinnamon Challenge video?
The Cinnamon Challenge.
And then he says, I wasn't late. You guys recorded way early. I'll send you guys an email this weekend, hopefully, but you didn't answer my question from the first email, so he's talking about the Cinnamon Challenge, which ties into that contest.
The Cinnamon Challenge video was such horrible quality. It was ridiculous.
I saw some crazy shit that night. I held a man's hand.
Yeah,
I saw a guy beat the Cinnamon Challenge without coughing or anything.
I did.
Yeah.
I coughed it out just so I could spew it all over.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's
really,
it's not that bad. Just breathe through your fucking nose and put your tongue against the top of your fucking
yeah.
And while you chew it, and just try and salivate before you put it in. Get a whole mouthful of liquid.
So I'm gonna answer the question for Nim. One of the reasons we haven't released any videos in a while is we had a intro in progress from a guy that did some of our intros that wasn't able to finish it. He's really, really good at it, but he doesn't have the time to finish it.
Yeah.
So we need a new intro before we can really post anything.
I told him if he gives it to me, I know how to use After Effects. I can go in there.
I didn't have the bandwidth to
get
the file.
Huge,
it's like 4 or 5 gigs.
Yeah.
Wow. When internet first hit and it was Netscape, my brother sent me a file to Yahoo Mail, because back in the day Yahoo Mail was horrible, and it was so big the computer I had couldn't do it. It locked up everything. I had to call Yahoo, and you know how much they laughed at me saying, why did your brother really break it up into? I'm like, well, he knows what he's doing, and that's the one whose mom was the computer programmer for all her life, and they just laughed and said, if we delete this, is he going to do it again? I'm like, he probably will. And they laughed me out so hard. So, yeah, the bandwidth thing is crazy if you don't have it.
Well, it's not that. It's like it's a 5-gig file. So, like, where do I put that?
Well, I got... What's that? There's.
I'm gonna go burn a DVD like old school.
There's a new service that I use at work that gives me 10 gigs of space for signing up. I forgot the name of it. I'll have to go look. It's like Dropbox.
Can't you do a cloud or something?
It's like SkyDrive. I think it's actually similar.
I need to find a better way of doing huge ass files like that. It just.
I think
uncompressed video takes up so much fucking space. Like, we'll start recording. I was recording some Diablo videos when that first came out, and I do 30 minutes at a time, and 30 minutes was like 37 gigs, and it's like, holy fucking shit.
Well, it's because we're recording them. It's
recording
them
high def,
they're
undithered, and it's Jesus fucking.
Yeah, they're always going to be big, and it's once you get it into your editing software, or you can go in and you can re-encode it as something.
Well, I know you can re-encode it smaller. I'm just saying, it just like anytime you need to share video, even across our network, like it's faster for us to put it on a USB drive or on like a regular external.
It can be, yeah. Yeah.
Then transfer it over the network, because even at gigabit speeds, it takes forever still to transfer something that's like 200 gigs across network.
Yeah, but I think
it's faster to walk the 30 feet.
But yeah. I think it is SkyDrive that we're using that gives me like 10 or so. I have to check, but if I get a personal account with them, they give me like 10 gigs to begin with, and we just have them drop it in there, and I can download it. As long as it gives me all the asset files along with the After Effects, if he has any. Then I can open up my copy.
Yeah, because really, our only problem with the intro was the names were wrong.
Yeah, and those are just elements.
Well, and it's just because we've had people that have been in and out of this cast, and now, if we do one, we want to have the right names. We want to give credit to the right people.
Yeah, we should just put you and I's name on there, and then once it faces black, just have with Earl. With guest appearance, just put everybody for now on as guest appearance. Just be a dick.
You could be like, this guy, we don't know if he'll still work out or not.
We need to get the Facts of Life theme song, though, to replace the epic one that he has. Because it's like shattering glass with titles. It's like,
never
seen. Justin, just have like,
it's like Last Action Hero. It is like one of the most badass intros I've ever seen.
Yeah, if I knew AC/DC, I would beg them to let me use something like Big Gun.
Actually, I'll show you guys before you get out of here.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, I didn't really have a lot in the way of emails. We need to think of a question this week. We should have done that on break. But
Ian send anything?
Surprisingly, no.
What, Ian? What happened, man? I always enjoy your emails.
He doesn't like you.
Apparently not.
No, I got it. He doesn't like you.
He doesn't. Does he work for IKEA?
Who?
No.
Ian? Or the German guy in my office?
Do you ever watch Smart People?
Huh?
Do you ever watch Smart People?
No.
The doctor that was gave...
That's why I'm watching dumb people more entertaining.
the doctor that gave Adam Sandler his diagnosis, he was like, I can't take you seriously. What, do you work for IKEA? And he just goes on this tangent.
Nice.
And it was hilarious.
So we should think of a question.
Do you think all German people work for IKEA?
This is their first assignment.
I like IKEA.
I like IKEA.
My lamp.
Shut the fuck up about IKEA. Let's get this question.
It can help out the TV stand, though.
It's like really good prices on stuff.
Except for their meats products. And
at that point.
All right, so guys, this is your first.
It's like mainstays.
So, do you guys have an idea for a question?
I love Bed Bath & Beyond.
Trent, shut the fuck up. Jesus.
They have this great quilt with that.
That is hilarious.
This nice throw pillow.
So, question of the week. What's your preference of pillow?
I like body pillows. I like masculine wire-framed body pillows. It feels like I'm hugging a knife man. Anyways.
Earl, you got anything?
Those are anything that softens.
He got quiet. What is that?
I was trying to think.
He's trying to think.
Question. I don't want to have one and they'd be like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So, that's my worst fear. You're stupid.
Okay, well, Jason just said body pillows. It can't be like that.
why don't we do a Wii U, since we've talked about Wii U a lot today, and it's something new that we've kind of experienced as people. Like, who else has Wii U's now?
I want a more
lot of money to
there's like
we need a broader audience.
We need a bigger audience. Yes,
I'll tell you what, they buy a Wii U, people. You're not gonna. I actually am enjoying it. I'm very, very picky about stuff, and I'm enjoying the shit out of it. I love it. So.
Oh, I got one. So, I don't know how to. I'm trying to think how to word it because
English is usually really.
I know. I did that.
Well, get the concept out there.
So, like Xbox has that Smart Glass, right?
Right.
Well, PlayStation.
That's just a tablet.
Well, yeah, but the tablet. And then PlayStation has the Vita.
Yeah.
And the Wii basically has the Wii U. Yeah. So out of those three, if the technology gets mastered and it becomes what it's supposed to be, which one would you get?
Yeah, so.
And why?
Okay, so let's.
Which one do you prefer?
Yeah, which one?
So which one do you think has the most potential?
Yes, which one has the most potential?
Sure, I guess it.
Or which one would you prefer?
Yeah.
Wii U gamepad?
So all the new touchscreen touchscreen accessories for modern consoles, which one do you prefer?
Which one are you more excited if the potential goes where it should be, and which one would you get?
For the platform, would you prefer the Wii U
and why?
Touchpad?
Well, why? If you whichever one you pick, why would you pick it? What is the seller?
I know it.
Yeah.
It's not Wii. No, it's going to be Smart Glass because. With the smart glass, the peripheral you're using with the system is not dictated by what it's going to be able to do on its own. It's not dictated by Xbox.
Yeah,
it's dictated by the manufacturer of the particular smart device you're using. And with the introduction of stuff like Tactus, which is an anti-responsive smart glass, that when you flip on your keyboard for your tablet or your cell phone, the glass actually bubbles up into a keyboard shape so you can feel it. So it's no longer just tapping against hard glass.
Yeah, that stuff is
Tactus
out of
is
this
amazing.
World.
It's amazing. It's just nano-responsive stuff, and that's going to start showing up on cell devices, smartphones, and tablets here in the next year or so.
Yeah.
And if you had that mixed in with your,
with your
Xbox
smart glass.
Yeah. Yep. If you have like a brand new Samsung tablet who's using that Tactus stuff, and they find a way to create a controller that works through Bluetooth or whatever with the new Xboxes.
That technology is going to get so fucked up.
It's going to be weird. But
imagine all the people that are like doing hentai.
Yeah. But imagine this. Imagine, well, it's only going to work
fucking
in progress
crazy ass games.
For that. But it's one of those things where, like, pinch the nipples. they're pinching the little dot
Tokyo.
On the screen. But either way, you have a Samsung Galaxy Tab with Tactus in it that's set up to work with Xboxes. And it's actually set to where it can actually become a controller exactly like the gamepad from Nintendo Wii U. It's all there, right there. You can make it to where you're going to be able to bring information from the screen onto what you're doing on the tablet, so that's already there. But now you're going to have the ability to actually bubble up controller.
I guess what I'm getting is you could use it in a fourth wall application you would actually feel something come up out of the screen.
Well, and I'm with Trent on this. The smart glass is just going to, in the long run, offer Microsoft a whole lot more flexibility on that front. You're flexible on device type, you're flexible on input, everything.
It's limitless because it's no longer Xbox saying, what can we do to make a controller that comes with a system by standard?
It's
just
something you already use it for something else.
It's now, what can your company, Samsung, what can your company, company Apple, what can you guys do to make your devices work better with our technology and make it beyond what it is now? And that's where you start getting like tailor-made applications that are built into the systems. This thing with the thing with the Tactus, you now have the flexible stuff with the Willow Glass as well as the flexible lithium-ion batteries they've created now to go with it. So you're going to be seeing phones that actually can wrap around your finger if you want a screen to. And they've already have demos for those they showed with the Samsung Xbox reveal.
You're also going to have with smart glass, these phones are going to start coming. I guarantee you they're going to start coming with the mobile projectors more.
Yeah.
They're going to start coming with the...
Well, higher definition, too.
Tactile laser keyboards.
Yeah. Well, they've already said the new Samsung phones that they showed, those little bendable ones, are actually, I think, 2560 resolution.
Yeah, it's like double HD.
Yeah, they're beyond 1080 now. That's the new HD, which sucks because, we got these expensive TVs that we just pay for, they're all 1080. But now those little tiny screens, there's this little tiny bendable screen showing a little Activision commercial that bends, and they're like, this is 2560p, by the way. And you're just like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That is fucking, that's going to be amazing to see. And it's amazing that it's bendable. And you're going to get, hopefully, as Samsung, because Samsung's the people who have this Willow Glass. Samsung is in bed with Xbox now, with Microsoft. And they're going to be producing a lot of their smart glass products. So it's going to be amazing to see what they do, as well as how they can implement stuff like Willow Glass in with Xbox experience. So that's going to be amazing.
Yep.
So for right now, though, the Wii U is pretty cool. Yep. I'm just going
to
say that.
You imagine TVs that curve out to the side a little bit like they did in the old sci-fi movies. So it's kind of like you sit down. Remember in the movie Toys?
Yeah.
When they go down and they got the kids in those VR chambers that wrap around in the flight simulators. You're just like, it's all one screen. That's what this is. Releasing a triple monitor set for your computer that's three monitor sizes, but it's all connected and it bends.
Or, so you get more, you know, it's going to give you the ability to actually turn your wall into a freaking screen.
Yeah, they can do that with that 2560. That is a really high enough resolution. Yeah. That's going to be really impressive where you're going to be able to upscale stuff amazingly, you know, and with new rendering processes and stuff like that with, you know, on draw. It's going to be cool to see how much data they can fit in. And how they'll be able to upscale stuff without compromising the resolution.
Yeah,
everything's going to look crisp, and it's going to be impressive. Hey, what do you guys think for yours?
I already said Wii U.
The Wii U.
Yeah, I'm just getting sleepy.
What about you, Matt? Earl, sorry, you got a goatee.
I know.
And you're loud. And you have glasses. I know. You're like, man, I'm tired.
Well, we all have facial hair.
What do we got? What are you saying? We all look the same. Racist.
Jason's the only one that doesn't wear glasses.
That's true. If smart glass does what it's supposed to, I would go with that. Mm-hmm. Not a big fan of the Vita.
The Vita's so limiting.
Yeah, but right now, from what it is right now, I would have to go with the Wii U. But no, if it does what it's supposed to, smart glass all the way.
Yeah, smart glass
all the way.
The Vita, in my opinion, hands down, no contest to the smart glass.
The people that love the Vita are the ones that are PlayStation diehards, like Danny at work.
They're the fanboys.
He's which I don't only
like
Vita.
I don't like to use the term very much. But,
but
it's so limited what it can do. You're like,
well,
okay,
the mobile gaming part is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, yeah, the mobile gaming, but as for user experience, for what you're going to, it's a smaller screen.
It's like a one-legged man in a bone.
When you think about smart glass, once it launches, you're going to have those same mobile gaming applications on your phone, on your tablet, and it's going to be 4G tied.
Yeah.
So you're going to be, you don't have to be near Wi-Fi. You don't have, you're not tethered to 3G.
And as tablets advance and get more powerful and stuff, you're going to have tablets that can run games like, say, Assassin's Creed.
Yep.
Where you can stream it, install it, you can cloud it, whatever, and you're able to play your own game that's installed somewhere on your computer, or it's a big enough hardware where you can install it and play it. And it'll be interesting to see, because all we're doing is we're just progressing leaps and bounds right now into the future, and these mobile devices are getting more powerful, more computational power, more graphics power, and they can do stuff.
Without wasting battery life.
That happens, and we all have to fight them. We look for a guy named Gunclunner.
Well, now that we have wireless charging, to be honest with you, battery life is no longer a real issue as long as you have a charge pad. And that's one of the big things. You can even have a charge pad that actually stores the charge. So you just basically have a case. Or with the solar-powered iPhone chargers, the case itself is a solar-powered
Well, they have that for the Androids, too.
Yeah. And at that point, you have a phone that basically never fucking dies.
Nope.
And
never.
That's impressive. So, anyways, that's my take. That's our take.
There we go.
Smart glass. And then your Wii U.
For right now, for what I can touch right now.
Yeah. And I believe it has potential. I'm just going off of what I think I can see in the future with the market of mobile devices for what smart glass can possibly do in the future. So. But yeah, I agree with him, though, that the Wii U has a lot of fucking potential after playing with one and actually seeing what it can do. Crap they never even talked about. I don't know why they didn't fucking talk about that stuff. What the fuck is wrong with
you? Maybe they're saving it for the E3 reveal this year.
a year later.
Yeah, no shit. So like, that's our question.
Like, we didn't remember that we did this, but by the way,
yeah, go ahead, yeah, sorry. No, we didn't discuss
what
Gauntlet.
We're supposed to do. Oh man, oh god, do we have to do Gauntlet?
So refresh from my memory. What's the Gauntlet?
Gauntlet is twice a month we do a gaming night where we pick a game and we play it with listeners of the show. It's usually an Xbox game, you know.
Gotcha.
we can branch out into Wii U now with, hey, who wants to go play Mario Kart? But that's a fun fucking game. But yeah, that's what we do. But since we had our Hunger Games mm-hmm. plus the week off, we totally overlooked it. Yeah.
Yeah, so what do we want Gauntlet? Because Justin and I were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Mass Effect multiplayer?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's just bring it up with something easy. Who all has Mass Effect here? Mass Effect 3? You do? Okay. You do not.
Like, remember, I don't get to buy many games.
Oh, yeah.
But when I do buy them, like I said, I do get. It's not like I don't buy
games. What multiplayer games do you have?
Me?
Yeah.
Call of Duties, Tomb Raider. I think that's it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, like Left 4 Dead, ODST.
Well, I know, but like I said, if Mass Effect 3, if it's not in reserve, I just jump on Gamefly.
See if you can grab it, and we can just do that, because you don't really have to have a character to do it. It's just you can start out. And
when are you guys wanting to do that?
Which Saturday do you want to do that on?
Why don't we not do it this Saturday, because I don't want to be a week after we, or 3 days after we release this.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it Saturday the 27th.
All right, that works for me.
Ooh, hold on.
Awesome.
So my in-laws are in from Pennsylvania that Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not going to work, because I had to take Friday off. And they're coming down from PA from Midnight Country. So, we'll be doing family that time.
Won't be the first time cast member missed a gauntlet.
Yeah, but do you wanna just get into the flow with the Monday things and start it up the very first Saturday of next month?
I actually have to work till 10 o'clock that night.
Oh, that's fine. We usually don't get started until 10. So you can jump on at 10:30, 11 after you eat something and crap. Take a shit.
Yeah.
Let's just do that. So that way we can get the flow going.
Yeah.
So let's just say that. You're hearing kind of what we do on break. We kind of apologize to the listeners for that, but there's a disorganized break. But
I'm sure they enjoy it.
That's all right. So here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to do it the...
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, this is behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. We'll do it the first weekend of May. We'll do it May 4th. We'll do Mass Effect 3. And we'll just start from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, and if email us if anybody wants Gauntlet in Dub 3, because I know Earl has that one. And
I do have Modern Warfare 3.
I still have it, so if we need to, we can always
hit that. Games. We've done split games before, so yeah.
Well, in Mass Effect, I mean, honestly, if you jump, depending on who shows up, I mean, you could just jump on there and then just start splitting up groups, but...
Be honest with you. I'll probably be the weakest link at that game because I've not played any Mass Effects. So.
You just shoot shit.
I can do
just,
that.
Just take cover and shoot shit. That's it.
Yeah.
Stay in the group.
So, that's all I do. Yeah. Don't leave. But there's something over here.
Yeah.
So we'll do that first weekend of May. I want to give some shout outs to friends of the cast. I need to do new games. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm gonna be guest starring on the Elseworld this Friday. So.
Okay, so they'll be on their next release. Earl will be on there.
We do have Dead Island Riptide coming out.
Did you get
this? No, I haven't bought it yet.
Okay.
But we have that coming out just this next week, I do believe.
Did you get Defiance?
21st or 22nd?
I did not pick up Defiance, but I am picking up Injustice, which comes out by the time you guys have listened to this already.
Yeah.
Let's see. Age of Empires 2 HD Edition comes out this week. Hold on, let me skip forward.
Wait, go back up.
What?
They got. Is he really even relevant anymore, John Daly? Pro Stroke Golf.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
All right, so skipping ahead a little bit, let's.
Ooh, there's not that many good out there. God Mode. That's amazing.
So next week.
I have to think about buying that game, actually.
Next week actually should be really good for us because. You got Dead Island Riptide coming out, which if you guys want to wait on it to hear what we're going to say, we'll be saying it in 2 weeks. Talking about it, Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen. Mm-hmm. I'll be playing that, and I'll be probably playing Dead Island. Mm-hmm. And then there's that new Star Trek game, which we have no idea what it's going to be like.
Oh, I might play that, because I love Star Trek.
Oh, Poker Night 2.
Oh, yeah, Venture Brothers and all that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I might get that. That's on PC.
What is Star Trek on Xbox 360?
Yeah,
I might get Star Trek.
Oh, that was the news I forgot. Yeah, XCOM shooter game scrapped.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Yeah.
So in the following week we got
Deadly Premonition Director's Cut, Xenoclash 2, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Yeah, people have been...
Blood Dragon!
And then after that, Deus Ex, Human Revolution Director's Cut.
When is that coming out, exactly?
That's going to be coming out May 7th.
Yes!
Metro Last Light coming out after that.
Super Metroid.
Super Metroid coming out for Wii U?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's a re-release. Okay. So, yeah. I want to get that Poker Night. I'm going to get that Poker Night game.
Okay, well, fucking get that Poker Night.
I can't get it.
So I want to get. I'm going to get.
You know I'm what? Sure it'll play on anything.
Is this PC or Mac only? It says.
Main point is
Steam.
Full Riptide review for most of us 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, for me too. If I. If
I won't be. Money. I won't be beat. I won't have it beat by that point.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's what's coming out. So, friends of the show, we have ElseWorldsPodcast.com, which will be on here shortly. You also have thecarouselpodcast.com, For the Love of Gaming, bmfcast.com, and noquarters.net, friends of the show, and tbgp.tv, they do good things. And also find us on iTunes, search
and
Stillcast,
Stitcher.
And Stitcher, which is what you listen to us at.
My mode of transportation is Stitcher.
Also find us on facebook.com/tiltcast, find us on twitter.com/tiltcast, tiltcast.com, email us at teabag@tiltcast.com. Yeah, I don't have anything else.
No, that's it.
So
hope to hear from you next week, Ian.
So I will post the question a little earlier this week. So we'll see you guys later.
Bye.